Hi.
The Colin Mann and Timmy podcast is brought to you by my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Did you know that Care was awarded the Lennox 2024 Partner of the Year Award? You didn't? I read it in HVAC Illustrated. I love their swimsuit issue. So here's my new tagline for Care Heating and Cooling. Obnoxiously efficient. They don't like that, but I like it. Don't wait for your furnace or AC to crap out. Get on their care plan so you never have to worry about it. Pick up this month's HVAC Illustrated. Some tasteful nudity. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Good afternoon. I'm Jacob Reimer. The Ohio State basketball team is back in action tonight at Penn State. They're looking for back-to-back wins for the first time since January 20th. Bruce Thornton enters tonight's game 30 points away from becoming the all-time leading scorer at Ohio State. Tip-off is at 7:30. Other games around the Big Ten tonight, Indiana hosts Minnesota at 6:30, and 15th-ranked Purdue is at Northwestern at 8:30. The Big Ten tournament gets underway today on the women's side. The Lady Buckeyes received a first-round bye. They'll play the winner of Nebraska and Indiana tomorrow. That game gets tipped off here at 3:30. And in baseball, the Reds announced today that Hunter Green will have an MRI done on his throwing elbow for tightness he's had since last season. This update is sponsored by Uber Eats. Uber Eats has a great deal waiting for you at Scramblers. From now through March 31st, get a buy one, get one free deal on the Manhandler Skillet on the app. Terms apply. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
You're about to enter a land of audio delight so awesome that you'll drop all important obligations to get your daily fix. Even Marconi, inventor of the radio, couldn't have imagined the pleasures that are about to invade your ear.
Oh, yes.
Try as you might, there's no escape. Let's begin.
How? Good afternoon.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
Doing good, Mike.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
With special guests, Nicole Sheeran.
Yeah, dog.
Jen Winters.
I will kick you in the junk.
Jeff Rimmer.
I will be around to haunt you forever.
And Chris Collinsworth.
I mean, are you kidding me?
Broadcasting live from the corner of Cracky and Sacky.
Excuse me.
Here's Common Man and Timmy.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
Happy Wednesday. Welcome in. Hello, good, clean boy.
Hello, man. Pizza Madness time. Oh, it's Wednesday.
First round matchups in the eggplant and pepperoni region. Is there a reason why both of those are phallic-shaped? Yes, there is. We are immature children.
Well, what do you, is the sausage not pee-pee-wee-wee shaped either?
Well, no.
Depending on the sausage.
It is indeed.
Be like in a log
and
be shaved or sliced.
Clump.
Yeah, be like chunked.
Poop.
Chunked. It could be in little nubs.
We have all sorts of sausage represented in the bracket. Got the sliced, we got the clumps, we got the nubs. We got the
everything
thinly sliced, like at Rubino's. Rubino's
is incredibly unique. I
respect that.
I respect them too. That's
it's not my go-to preferred way of sausage, but they do it damn well.
Yeah, you gotta give room for the way these pizza places do it. I respect uniqueness when it comes to pizza. So, look, these are all going to be things that we talk about as we go through the bracket right here. It started this morning on T-Bone and Tyvus. What are we doing? We're doing the two regions, though. We're doing two regions.
Well, T-Bone
the bottom
and
of the
Tyvus,
bracket.
They've got a lot of stuff going on in the morning. So they're going to split their two regions, first round matchups between this morning and tomorrow morning.
Well, they got a lot of built-in guests on that show.
I understand. That's why I said that. Now, they did, which one did they do this morning? They did the one with Eagle Villa in it. Which region is that?
They did the Pineapple region.
Pineapple region.
Yeah, so Eagle Villa is the number one.
Here's the results that they had. Eagle Villa up against Bren's Pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Chain, but very good. Eagle Villa won that matchup, and I'm not surprised by that at all. That's a 1 against a 16. That was going to take a big ask.
That was no UMBC Virginia situation or Fairleigh Dickinson Purdue situation there.
Granddad's and Massey's was another tough 8-9 matchup in the first round. They went with Granddad's.
Yeah.
So they advance. Brooklyn and OH Pizza and Brew. Now, Brooklyn Pizza in Powell They had a nice little run last year as a high seed. They got a better seed this year. OH Pizza and Brew, solid pie. I've had them many times. Brooklyn Pizza, though, won out. They advance. Iaconos against Cardinal. Iaconos, very, very similar, if not exact, to our winner, Tommy's, from last year's tournament. Same family. Iaconos moves on over Cardinal. Bazemore and Tammy's.
This was going to be an interesting one.
Bazemore was the 6th seed. Tammy's is the 11, but I was listening this morning, and they gave Tammy's the nod with the 11 seed. Moving on, that's really our first real upset of everything.
That's a big upset, so
6 over the 11.
My bracket, already an imperfect bracket for as I was filling out my own.
Adriatico's against Little Sicily's. Adriatico moves on.
Mm-hmm.
Benny's, the 7 seed in Marysville, up against Natalie's Coal-Fired. Benny's moves on, so the 7 beats the 10.
I'm assuming Bone had a little bit of Marysville influence right there behind that choice.
You know what's interesting,
though?
He's
had that a ton compared to some of the others.
Is that last year, though, he was the deciding vote, and Benny's didn't get out of the first round. He went with a different Marysville pizza place.
Oh, well, that's
over
so,
Benny's.
So it was two different Marysville places that were going up against each other.
I don't remember.
It's like what we've done for Bexley when we get to it later on in the show. We've got Rubino's and Bexley Pizza Plus in the same matchup.
And then the 2 seed, Minnelli's against Villanova. Both excellent options, but Minnelli's moves on. So that was, those were the results from this morning.
So the Pope's favorite pizza spot's out in the first round. It's a 15 seed.
Villanova's?
Villanova joke.
Oh.
He's an alum.
I got it.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Big Ryan Archidiacono fan, the Pope.
We're going to start our Pizza Madness fun at 3:46. We got a big program today. Leather Jacket Time with Nicole Sherin at 3:30. Name dropping with Jeff Rimmer. Hopefully he didn't have a stroke this week at 5:30. Jackets get a sloppy win against Nashville last night. I contend.
You contend.
I contend that if this team does anything, if this team competes for anything, gets themselves a playoff spot, plays their way in, I contend that we look at that last 20 minutes last night and say that's one of the main reasons why.
Yeah.
Because they were fixing to lose that game. You're coming off of the game against the Rangers, which, yes, you got 2 points out of. But
yeah, but you couldn't have felt great.
Good.
And you're going onto a second end of back-to-backs. The saving grace is you're coming back to your home ice.
That's right. But you're coming back to your home ice. You desperately needed 2 points against Nashville. Not very good. And they were getting sloppy goals. Blue Jackets looked like they were skating in mud for a big portion of that game, and they needed to get down in that mud and slop it up.
And Sean Monahan, who you've been probably looking for a little bit more pop from him, you know, as skilled as he is, super reliable player, you know, you need him in the lineup. I'm not saying anything like that. We didn't really talk about what they did with Kent Johnson. I know obviously every Jackets fan has noticed that, what coach did there, moving him up to the box, healthy, scratching him for 2 games.
Lineup last
on the
night,
return.
Yeah.
He played better hockey. Look, you want to see that translate to the box score. Anyway, it was nice that Sean Monahan stepped up and put one in the back of the net. Shorthanded, you talk about momentum swings. When you're on the kill, not only do you get the kill, but you score. Those are the types of things that's like a pick six in football, like those big types of plays that just completely change the momentum of the game. And then they're able to get that next one with Charlie Coyle only, but what, 4 or 5 minutes later. And again, it was another game where we start in the first 5 minutes with a goal. Every single 1, 2, 3, 4, all 4 of the games since they returned from the Olympic break, they have pretty much scored in the first 5 minutes of the game and struck first. And so I want to keep doing that, you know.
Yeah, good call.
I don't want to see, you know, oh, you score first and then you don't wind up winning. No, let's keep scoring first and then let's figure out how to play with that lead. These are things that as a team, as a group, you just have to work to get over, and you have to keep putting in that work and try to minimize the lulls in the game. It's going to happen. But how much can you minimize those until you get back on your A game? And that third period was just what the doctor ordered. You're right.
You
mediocre team,
if
and you get it done.
If you lose that game last night, I can see things spiraling out of control. There are certain windows in the season that you have where you can really rack up some points.
Yeah.
The last window we had was when they fired Dean Evason. because they knew, well, we're going to make a coaching change. Maybe we should make a coaching change when we're coming at home and we're going to play eight of the next nine on our home ice.
Right.
Yeah, good idea.
And now it's four straight at home.
And they did. And now, with last night, you're starting the first of four at home. You got to rack up those points.
And count, you know, as ugly as it was, count the end of the game against the Rangers. I mean, the fact that it didn't matter on paper, right? It didn't matter on paper that that one went to overtime so long as you won. I don't care
I
if it was in the shootout
but there was
or in
nobody
OT.
Who felt good about that game after it was
no,
over.
No, but the win matters.
Of course.
You're
of
chasing
course.
Every single point that's out there. And even if they only got that one point and lost in overtime, I was going to feel, and I think everybody was going to feel really bad about it. I even heard Marchenko, you saw his quotes after the game against New York, not really happy about it. And he's the one that scored the overtime winner, and it was a really nice shot. And as many times as you can see your stars, like Fantilli, Marchenko, Monahan, putting the puck in the back of the net, the more they can rack them up, the more their confidence grows as we get closer to the end of the season. Because just as much as they're going to have these four at home, they go on the road for three, Tampa, Florida, and Philly. That'll be a tough stretch. They have another three-game road stretch at the Islanders, at Philly, at Montreal later in March. So this is it's a lot of games packed in now, a huge end of the month coming up for them.
Miami Redhawks are 30-0 after a two-point win against Toledo last night. They're
every
getting
game,
it done.
Every game for them.
They're getting it done by the little scrape of their teeth. But they're getting it done. 30-0.
Scrape of their teeth?
I don't know. What's the
skin of their teeth?
Skin of their teeth?
Yeah.
Does that make sense too? Skin of their teeth?
No,
your
I never.
Teeth don't have skin.
I never understood that. Your teeth have enamel. They got a little bit of a coat, protective coating on them. That
how you doing, Ted?
Protect.
I'm doing good, Mike.
How you doing, Tress?
Doing good, Mike.
Is it skin of the teeth?
That's what they say. Yes.
But what does
skin
that mean?
Of the teeth?
I don't know.
Okay.
What does skin of the teeth?
This is what
mean?
We're doing. Trey Hendrickson posts a goodbye to Bengals fans on Instagram. He's going to go away. They didn't tag him because they wouldn't because he really, really sucked
well,
and was hurt last year.
That was a disaster, wasn't it?
Yes.
With everything that was made in the offseason for him to get his money. Now, I guess you could say for the 3-year stretch, because he wasn't making what he wanted to make when he was performing at an all-time high and one of the best defensive ends in football. So he got his money. Had a crap season, so I say it's all fair when it comes down to the end. You were being underpaid when you were awesome, then you got overpaid. Funny how that works out, right? As soon as you get your money, the injuries come in, the defense is crappy anyway. I would welcome him back for the right price, but clearly with this message, he ain't coming back. He didn't want to do that, so you know, see you later. Thanks
for
the years.
Huge basketball game tonight. Huge. Capital H. Skin of the teeth, whatever. We'll talk about
dog.
It next. Hair of the dog?
That's what we
Temple
could be,
of the dog?
That's what we could
I'm
be saying.
Hungry.
Pour me another bourbon if this doesn't go well.
Colin Mann and Tibby on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got some slowdown due to an accident that's on West Broad Street at Alton Darby Creek Road. And then there's a couple minute delay on eastbound 70 on the east side between Livingston Avenue and US 33. This report is sponsored by Vision Zero Columbus. Last year, 52 people died in traffic crashes in Columbus. Most were men, average age 40. One night, one choice. The ripple lasts far beyond the celebration. This new year, manage your speed. Learn more at columbus.gov/vision-zero. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Trap.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company, Beaverqueef can trust.
Nice.
So who's the source of this?
One of those sites I go to.
Is it? Okay. Is this,
I don't know. One of
those, you better clarify what site it's on.
Clip that.
Okay.
Rothman and Ice. Weekdays at noon.
Sponsored by Pella Columbus.
The Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
And weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Mostly cloudy to partly cloudy skies with chances of scattered showers and thunderstorms reappearing as we go into the later part of the day. Temperatures will get into the upper 50s, and then for tonight, rain and storm chances linger overnight with our lows in the 50s. For Thursday, rain and storm chances early, and we could even see a few thunderstorms in the forecast. It'll be warm and breezy with highs in the mid to upper 60s. For The Fan, I'm meteorologist Meredith Garfalo with the 10 Weather Impact Forecast.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Common Man's wife would rather bang her head up against a wall instead of listening to this show. Timmy's wife is banging
the milkman.
This is Man and Timmy.
Pizza Madness officially starts at 3:46.
Da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
Tell everybody you know. Buckeyes with a huge game at Penn State tonight. Coverage starts at 6:30. Catch all the action right here on The Fan. Timmy, we are coming off with a big win against Perdue.
Yeah, these are the ones that you really circle, because you say big game, and I agree with it. It doesn't matter what Penn State's record is. They stink. They're a bad team this year. The floor on the Big Ten Conference for about 4 or 5 years there, right before we got to this NIL era, it had really gone up. I think the coaching, you know, in this conference got to a certain plateau where programs like Northwestern and programs like Penn State even. I mean, you've had guys do pretty well there and then move on to other jobs.
Yeah.
Not going too well for Micah Shrewsbury at Notre Dame.
Micah Shrewsbury.
Yes.
Yes.
You should say no, because it ain't going well for him.
I rode him hard and put him away wet.
Rode hard and hung up wet.
Shrewsbury.
But Penn State.
I juiced him.
Stop it.
I'm sorry.
They're not good.
My apologies.
Thank you, Queen.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Trying to talk basketball here. It's not your game out there in the U.K. Get back
How
to
do you.
You
know what my game is?
You're watching
sweaty men in shorts, well endowed.
You're watching soccer. We know that. Sorry, football. Hmm?
I like a rugby man.
More rugged?
Oh, yes.
Who's your favorite footballer out there in the UK these days?
I'm really leaning into this, aren't you? I really wore you down, huh?
I don't know what you want.
You're breaking down Micah Shrewsbury, and now we're here.
Now we're talking
asking
about
a ghost
Jack Grealish.
Who her favorite football player is.
Oh, Grealish has girly man hair. Not a fan.
Too stylish.
Too girly.
Too girly.
I like my manly men.
All right, so Penn State tonight. They just beat Iowa. That's the thing to watch here. So they're feeling a little bit more confident. They got a win. It's been a miserable stretch for them. And when you get in, or when you get near the end of a season like this, some teams tend to check out. But as you saw how they came together and got a big win like that, I think that tells you something about Penn State and the players on that team, that they're a little bit tighter and they want to try to wreck some team seasons. And that's exactly what it can do for Ohio State tonight. So they have that opportunity. And for the Buckeyes, look, we know that they got to come away with this win, and they got to come away with the win on Saturday against Indiana. So let's get this one done so we can then have that big moment and another big opportunity, and hopefully a good home crowd for the last regular season game that Bruce Thornton's ever going to play in. Hopefully we can do that.
I saw a stat line today.
Oh, yeah.
I saw our guy, yeah. Gabe Cupps.
Yeah.
Gabe Cupps.
Former Indiana guy.
That's right. This season has scored 44 points on the season. Not exactly what we thought we were going to see going into the year, but 44 points on the entire season. Here's the odd stat, though.
He has 46 personal fouls.
Yeah, so you really can't say
46.
You really can't say, oh, yeah, he didn't score a lot of points, but man, is that guy a leader? Man, does that guy defend? Well, he still could be a leader, but
he could be.
You know, boy, he plays great defense. Nope, you can't say that about him either because all he does is foul. So no scoring, not even really looking to shoot.
No.
And the fouling.
And
all that.
And the fouling.
So he's really just out there. He's really good at running around and looking like a basketball player without really having any grand effect on the game.
You know what? Tonight,
big 10 game. Points.
Big game. Double digits.
Five fouls?
No.
10 points?
I got faith.
You gotta have faith.
Faith. You gotta have faith. The Big 12 will use a glass LED court for their conference tournament. They say it behaves the same way as wood, but, you know, they can change the graphic. They can, you know, they did this in the NBA All-Star game a couple years ago. I don't know how you can have a glass product that performs the same as a piece of wood, but what the hell do I know?
I'm sure either.
Jay Burson has thoughts on that. I got wood.
What if his company is the one that installed it?
No, they do the glass LED?
No. I don't know if they do or not. Wouldn't you think it's a basketball court company that designed this thing?
Can you imagine, though? They don't do this, but maybe like every single possession, we get to a point where they're changing the court.
Oh, my God. Don't tell that to Adam Silver. He's going to see this thing. He's probably pleasuring himself with those courts that they used.
He used it in the All-Star game a couple years ago.
Oh, that's right. But I was more talking about the monstrosities that are the in-season tournament and how they're using the bright red, bright blue with the giant cup logos in the middle of the court. I, honest to God, cannot watch basketball in those things. At least with this LED court, they flick a couple of buttons and they want it to like mimic the home team, whichever higher seed is. It's more like their home court and it's colored like wood, looks like a fairly normal court, but they can put different designs on it if they need to.
I know, but I'm curious for people who have actually played on it. I have not been on it. I can't tell you how close it is performance-wise.
That's going to be the most important key, right? It's made of ASB glass floor. That's what the high-tech surface is called. Yeah. But it's obviously some kind of engineered glass. Like, it has to have some kind of tacky surface to it.
Yes,
they're doing a lot of stuff.
It's not like a
picture
frame.
Normal pane of glass.
Hard foul in the lane. It just cracks, smashes down.
Well, Charles Barkley, I'm sure, would try to throw somebody through the bottom of the floor. That would be his goal right there.
Let me ask you a question.
It's weird, though.
Ohio State. They win the game tonight. Let's say they do. I'm not confident, but let's say they do.
I think they win tonight.
They beat Penn State. They beat Indiana to wrap up the season. I was having this conversation with Nicole Sheeran off the air. She contends that if the Buckeyes win the last two regular season games, they don't have to win a Big Ten tournament game. They would be in.
Oh.
And I do not contend that. Teddy, do you contend it?
Well, yeah, if you look at all the brackets now, the bracketologists, they all have the Buckeyes in right now. So if the Buckeyes won their last two, including Indiana, who's another one of those bubble teams, then I think that would put them in. And, you know, they would be...
Yeah, but you don't want
to... The tournament's a factor, though.
They are. Like you're saying, they're factors because there could be other bubble teams out there that continue to do work. And if you just lose that first game, that could be a little problematic for you.
I don't think so.
Let's not leave it to chance. I'm not going to feel comfortable losing that first game because that could wind up being against Indiana again. There's a lot of different scenarios, and I think Iowa is one of the teams. Let me try to find the Big Ten standings right here. But Iowa is one of the teams that's ahead of you, and the Buckeyes are in a fortunate place here where you're playing a 12-17 tonight as your last road game. And while Indiana is 17-12 and almost right on the same line as you, you get them at home. So that's the benefit there. You get them at home, and Indiana's 8-10. In Big Ten play right now. So you're not too worried about them, and you can erase that as far as Indiana catching you in Big Ten tournament seed number by winning the game tonight. But if they face Indiana in that first round, or Buckeyes' first appearance in the Big Ten tournament, that's another shot for the Hoosiers to do some work.
When it comes to assuring yourself of making the tournament, you need to win these next two games, the last two games, and then I think you need one Big Ten tournament win.
I agree.
Now, that doesn't mean I'm satisfied with that. Yeah. Obviously, I want to keep going and build momentum.
I think that that maybe gets you out of Dayton and gets you into the big field as the 11.
Isn't that a big deal?
It's a big difference. You do not want to be...
Play an extra game?
You do not want to be
I think it'd be
Dayton.
Great if the Buckeyes are in Dayton.
No,
you get a lot of
not,
Buckeye fans maybe in
great.
There.
That's just... You're just... You it's good, just for show. It's a consolation
hey,
prize then.
We get an opportunity to win a game. That
we
would be
don't
great
go
for the
to the games at the shot. Why are we going to drive an hour west on a weeknight to Dayton?
I think it'd be great. Charles will be there. Barkley, he'll be doing one of the games. I mean, this. I think it'd be fantastic.
Man. I don't even know who the hell you are anymore. Man. I really don't.
Looking forward to
you
it.
You don't believe anything. You like Jay Mariotti now. You believe nothing you say.
Wow. Teddy's been on one today. He had his Tuesday off. He's cracking jokes.
What'd
back
you do
there.
Yesterday on your day off?
I actually had an appointment to put in my rear dash cam yesterday. So I have a
Rear dash cam.
Yeah. I had a dash cam. I have a dash cam in my car. So it's
not
a,
just a reverse
so
camera.
I guess it's however you want to say. I just said, rear dash cam.
So when
cam,
Bob
but
Capace hits you, you've got it on
when
video.
When Bob Capace gives it to you in the rear.
Because things happen out here in this parking lot.
Video.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
My car is secure now.
So that's like just recording full time, huh? Not even just when you're driving.
No, it's not.
Where's that going? The cloud?
Yeah,
it's got to go in the
it
cloud.
It goes in the cloud.
Yeah. Where was it going to go?
I can pull it up on my
do a zip drive.
Oh, it's all right, Ted. Sorry. Don't need to see it. Leather jacket time with Nicole Sheeran. That's coming up in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You're going to hit some slowdown on southbound 71 on the north side between 670 and East Broad Street, and expect another hold up on northbound 71 on the south side between Greenlawn Avenue and 315. This report is sponsored by Coda. Riding Coda is easier than ever now that you can pay with just a hop on Coda. And with the tap of your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, you're ready to ride. Learn more and move your way at coda.com/tap. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
And Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
What up, bitches? It's Leather Jacket Time with 10TV's Nicole Sheeran.
Sponsored by JT's Pizza and Pub. Home of award-winning pizza and 32-ounce Yingling drafts for only $4.
She's the star of stage and screen. Catch her on 10TV. Nicole Sheeran. How you doing, my love?
What's up, y'all?
Hey, Nicole. You did something with him today, didn't you?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Television.
We talked Buckeye basketball.
Yeah, we talked some hoops. It was great. Did you have fun, Mikey?
Was it just like back then?
You hated it, didn't you?
Yeah. What was I going to tell you? Oh, you need to tell the story of traveling with Adam King to the Combine.
Okay.
And him stopping off.
Oh, yeah.
All right, I'll start it.
Okay, okay.
So you and Adam King went to Indy together.
Mm-hmm.
And you... The company was too cheap to get you guys hotel rooms. So you're in, you're out. It's a long day. Driving back to Columbus, you're editing the video package that they're going to air on the news that night. Adam and you stop off. You get something to eat. You have like a Jimmy John's sandwich for dinner.
Sandwich.
And then lots of mayo.
Then you get right back on the road.
Too much mayo. It was a lot.
Don't start with him. You get right back on the road. King, about 30 minutes later, says, I got something rumbling below.
Yeah.
I got to stop someplace because I got to unload.
Yeah.
So he unloads. He's at Culver's.
Right.
Now you take over.
Oh, I was going to say, are you going to tell the whole story?
I didn't know where it was going to stop. Just wanted to set the table.
Okay. No, I love it. Set the scene. So we get to Culver's. I'm thinking he's just going to use the restroom. He comes back with a little bag of a Culver's bag. And I said, oh, AK, what'd you get? And he goes, when you think of Culver's, what do you think of? And I said, custard. I've never actually eaten food at Culver's. So I said, custard.
What the hell's the matter with you?
Sorry, a lot. Do we have this? That's for another time.
Cheese curds, delicious.
God, gross. Nicole. Like, why?
Gross. It's fried cheese.
Why do you have to say these things publicly? Like, you, it doesn't.
I want to relate to the people.
It doesn't ingratiate
fried
you with
cheese,
the people.
Fried cheese.
Thank you.
Gross.
We're not
you
in
sound
this,
like Jennifer Aniston never wanting to have McDonald's
like
for her entire
best,
life.
That's the best compliment you've ever given me.
That's not
that meant, sound like
no,
Jennifer
that's not meant to be a compliment.
Let me finish my story.
Go ahead.
Gross. Thank you. Gross. Okay, so I said custard. He then says, you know what I think of? He whips out this container of broccoli.
Yuck.
And it smelled awful.
They smell like butt.
You thought something was rumbling down there? Well, the broccoli was worse.
He told me the whole story, too. So he goes in there and he's talking to the employee.
Yeah.
He says, I need to use the bathroom. So he goes and uses the bathroom and he comes back out and he says to the employee, I feel bad just using the bathroom and not buying anything. So he stands there. He's looking at the menu.
Which that's totally normal,
for
by
like
the way.
A good 6 minutes to where the employee eventually says, sir, you really don't have to buy anything.
I've never once in my life thought, when I stop into a restaurant, especially a restaurant that through the years I've given thousands of my dollars
like
to.
Like McDonald's.
If
or
it's
something.
A Mickey D's, a Wendy's, a Culver's, these are like busy spots. No one is even going to notice you if you slip in the door and then go straight to the right down the hallway where the bathrooms are.
But that's nice
get
of
a
him.
Drink,
it
whatever.
Is, where, it's nice of him, but.
But where I'm judging is the fact that you looked at that entire menu and saw steamed broccoli and thought, yeah. That's what I want on my road trip. Yeah, he didn't even think about me. It smelled like rotten eggs in the car as I'm trying to edit our work stuff. And I had to roll the window down.
Yeah.
Part of it,
did you hear what the guy said to him?
It's not enticing.
What did he
when
say?
When he ordered it, the guy behind the counter said, interesting choice.
Yeah, I'd
yes,
say
it
so.
Is.
And then Adam proceeded to say that it was really good broccoli and he'd probably get it again. And I said, that's really concerning. Right.
Culver's, you know what? You need to get it off the menu.
Come for the burgers, stay for the broccoli.
Take the broccoli off the menu.
I didn't even
know that was a thing there.
Well, now you do. Go get some for dinner tonight.
I'm fine with them having, you know, a chicken finger order. They like pound the ever-living bleep out of them. They're pretty tasty, but come on, broccoli?
You don't like chicken tenders either?
No, I love a tendy. I love chicken tendies, but I've never...
That's gross.
No, I didn't say that. I've never had it from Culver's.
You have the tendies from Wendy's?
Ooh.
Pretty solid.
Tendy from Wendy's.
Oh, it's fun to say.
What do you like to dip your tenders
I
or fingers
Chick-fil-A
in?
I love
Chick-fil-A
sauce.
Chick-fil-A
sauce,
huh?
Is A++. I like
Do you buy
honey
it at the grocery
mustard.
Store? So you have it at home? Do you buy
no,
the Chick-fil-A sauces
I don't because I don't eat I don't eat chicken fingers that often. But if I go to Chick-fil-A, I'm only getting Chick-fil-A sauce. And I'm not... They just throw two in the bag. I got to tell them extra because they never give me enough.
You like a lot of sauce.
I love the
you
sauce
like
is the best part of it.
Dripping wet.
Okay, no, that's too aggressive. I like sauce though. That makes a meal.
Timmy, you got something to say to that?
Yeah, you got anything you want to say over there, dippity doo, or
how
what?
Wet is it?
Oh, it's dripping.
Yeah,
but I like. Dripping how do I like wet. Red meat though?
Oozing.
How do I like my red meat?
Oh, big and juicy
red.
Juicy.
Yeah. It's got to be.
There you go.
You can gnaw on it.
You learned that last week.
We're doing Pizza Madness today.
I know.
I'm not going to ask you for your favorite pizza place because I'm sure you don't even have one.
I do. I have an answer.
You do?
Yeah.
What is it?
It's JT's and it's the banana pepper sausage pizza specifically.
Okay.
Good
Very
for you.
Good. I didn't even think you'd
You're
have an answer.
You're doubting me?
Well, I was going to ask you what you would get on your ideal pizza. What are the toppings on your ideal pizza?
I love banana peppers. I love sausage. Throw some pepperoni in there, too, if you feel
That's a great trifecta.
That's a good combo.
Yeah, it's so good.
I don't like to do many more than three toppings is about my max. I mean, who among us hasn't had one that's loaded with stuff? Like, they do a lot of pizza places. They do their mighty meat or whatever they want to call that. Meat lovers. There's five different kinds on it. To me, that can weigh down... The undercarriage
and the
of the
crust,
pizza.
It's like it can't hold it.
It overtakes the pizza.
It's like
if
when
it's
Mike
too many.
Tries to lift weights, like he can't.
You
so
just can't
it's just
do
like
it.
You can't hold it.
That's with like 20 pound dumbbell there.
20.
I have a question for y'all. This will determine if we're really good friends or not. I have a question for both of you. Pineapple on pizza, yes or no?
Yes.
Depends on the application. I don't have a problem with
it. Yeah, I'm good with it.
There are too many pizza Nazis out there that want to tell you exactly how a pizza should be. The
Nicole
reality
sits
is,
next to one of them.
I know, but the reality is, what
is this? This is like an Easter fruit pizza.
We're all eating bastardized versions of what pizza is. Even if you think, I'm having authentic pizza. I got pepperoni and sausage. Well, guess what? In Italy, pepperoni doesn't exist.
Yes.
It's an American invention. All right. So
I like it.
I love
it. So does every pizza lover out here.
Properly. Now, here's my complaint. A lot of the places that do pineapple on the pizza will also put cinnamon on top of that, which I don't like. Like Donato's does that. On their Hawaiian, they'll put cinnamon.
I don't like Donato's
on the pizza. We like everything on this show, Nicole.
I like
We have preferences though, don't we?
Yeah, like I have preferences. That would not be my preference.
Have you tried anybody's Hawaiian that might sneak a little cinnamon on there?
No, I've never had
cinnamon
on top.
Sometimes it gets blended in with the other toppings.
I've never noticed that.
Flyers does that with their Hawaiian. I think it's good.
You know what is a secret ingredient on pizza that's a game changer for me? Hot honey.
Oh, for sure.
Drizzle that hot honey on top. Oh, yeah.
Have you talked to Dom about that?
Spice that you can throw.
No, is he
going to
yell at me?
Yes.
Why?
What's with this hot honey? Where the hell was this 30 years ago?
Or even regular honey. If there's something about the sweet with the savory, I'm hungry.
I would like to.
I want pizza now.
You know how stores have basically a generic version of everything, right? And it undercuts what the brand name thing is.
Right.
I need a generic version of a hot honey.
They have that.
Do they?
Yeah.
Who makes one?
I think it's like Target.
Does Kroger have a hot honey?
Or Kroger, yeah.
Okay. He doesn't go in those stores. If it's not the Meijer,
he doesn't know
it exists.
Okay.
I occasionally get to the other stores, but I...
You only go to Meijer?
He loves the Meijer.
I do like to play.
Where do you shop, Mikey?
That Silent J. Huh?
Where do you shop?
All over. Depends.
You wear Depends?
You know what? Yes. I will someday, and there's no shame in that.
That's great line.
There's no shame in that.
He's only about 5 years away.
Will you
from
change
that?
My diaper when I need it?
Absolutely not.
Especially when he goes shopping.
You asked me when you got your mole removal surgery to change your wound bandage. What's the update?
I don't know if I want to share.
Please do.
Too late now.
Too bad. Come on.
Well, I went again this morning, and I have to get more removed.
You spent too much time in the sun as a kid.
No, but the thing is, it's not even where I got sunburn as a kid. It's the weirdest thing.
Where are they?
It's on my stomach. My stomach was the one place that never got burnt as a kid because I was like a tomboy and wore one pieces.
You're just very moly. Up.
Okay, thank you.
Well, you are. Clearly, you're very moly.
Yeah, and I'm like, the guy was so nice, but he's like, yep, we got to get rid of those. I'm like, great, when? Used to it now, buddy.
I've got my appointment coming up on Monday.
You're very moly, too.
Yeah.
We should change our bandages for each other.
We might have to.
The moly children that you guys would have?
If we need to set an over-under on questionable moles for me at this visit coming up, Dr. Costanza, she's not going to know what hit her.
I've seen you with your shirt off.
Oh my God.
I think you're
one big giant piece of cancer.
It might be four and a half. I think I might have five at least that have to get lanced.
That's how I have. I have like four on my stomach specifically.
The eyebrow one,
too.
The eyebrow one is just a growth.
I feel like it's your character. It's part of you.
I don't want it
to
be a part of me.
Don't ever lose that.
No, he can lose it.
What? Thank you. Thanks.
Let's squeeze the pus right out of that thing.
Depends. We have moles, so, you know, there could be worse things.
If I have to get the one on my eyebrow lanced off, it's probably going to leave a cool scar.
It is going to leave a scar.
I might not have any eyebrow hair right there after that gets done.
Look pretty good.
There needs to be an invention that gets rid of moles but doesn't scar you. Just saying.
They do have, invention.
What is that?
Sunblock.
It's too late for that.
Well, I'm just saying, maybe use this, you won't have any problems.
Some of it doesn't have to do with, you know, not wearing sunscreen.
No, this is true. It's true.
It's just your body.
You know who says that?
What?
Really moly people. Justifying their just frivolous actions.
I don't even go out in the sun.
Yeah.
You golf all the time.
Yeah,
what do you mean you don't go out in the sun?
I wear long sleeves and long pants and a hat.
It gets through.
And I cake on
then just
SPF
never leave your
700.
House. Like Mike, never leave your house.
That's right. I look like powder out there playing.
I may not have any control of my bowels, but I don't have any moles. No cancerous moles for Mikey. You on the TV tonight?
Of course. I will be going to the She Believes Cup in a little bit. I'll be live. If people care to tune in. And then 11 o'clock, back in studio.
You know,
Buckeyes play
next?
Tonight. What?
Pizza Madness.
Pizza
time.
Madness. Yes. Ooh, baby.
Pizza Madness officially starts coming up next. Colin Mann and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got some slowdown on eastbound 670 going from Cleveland Avenue to 71. And there's a couple-minute holdup on westbound 70 downtown between the 71 East Split and Livingston Avenue. This report is sponsored by Wendy's new Girl Scout Thin Mints Frosty Fusion. Wendy's new Girl Scout Thin Mints Frosty Fusion is here. With a mint chocolate sauce, it's made to be loved. Get yours soon, because just like Girl Scout cookie season, it won't be here forever. Order your faves at GirlScoutCookies.org. Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's and Girl Scouts of the USA. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Track.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Only there was a radio show that constantly talked about Ohio State athletics. Well, good news. It's real, baby. The Buckeye Show.
Weeknights at 6.
Proud to be your flagship home of the Buckeyes. The Fan. Ohio sports destination.
Welcome to
Oh, hello. I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
There's a greater than 0% chance Common Man gets fired before this show is over.
You're listening to Man and Timmy.
Please subscribe to the podcast of this stupid show. It's available wherever you get your audio. Just search Common Man and Timmy.
Clear?
Subscribe. Every single show comes right to your device free of charge. Podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Are you ready?
I've been ready for this all year.
Teddy, are you ready? Teddy?
Yeah.
64 pizza places. One winner. Who will reign supreme? It's Pizza Madness, baby.
Presented by Billiards Plus, the largest selection of pool tables, game furniture, and shuffleboard in Central Ohio. And grills, too.
You can follow our progress, pizzamadness.pizza. The voting is closed for what we're about to do, first round matchups. But we have your results in front of us, and of course our taste buds and years of pizza experience. Please look at my man boobs to show that I do have years of pizza experience. Teddy, you can see my boobs, right? You can see them?
Yeah, I can see. Oh, yeah, yeah.
You've rubbed off on me in a bad way, too, since I started knowing you.
Lactating right now. Are you ready? You want to do eggplant or pepperoni first?
I say we should start in the bottom left of the bracket.
That is eggplant.
Eggplant region, starting with the one seed from the championship game in 2025. That would be JT's Pizza
and Pop. JT's going up against the Columbus staple.
The institution of Donato's.
A lot of people wondering why Donato's is represented on this list, because they're a heritage brand.
Yeah.
And it means a lot to this city. They represent Columbus even outside of Columbus, and I think that's a pretty damn cool thing. I was actually down in Disney World, down in Orlando, and one of the people who worked at Disney World said, oh, yeah, my husband is from Powell. And so we always go up to visit his parents once
and get
a year.
Some Donato's pizza.
And the first thing he does is eat Donato's pizza when he gets there.
I can think back to when I was getting ready to take the job out here, and you start to learn as much about the city and as much about the region as you can that you didn't already know. And I, too, was hearing from a lot of people that at one point called Columbus home how much they loved Donato's and how much they loved the flavors and the seasonings and just that style of pie that is replicated by all of the local chains that have developed out here. That's the Central Ohio style right there.
Now, not only are we going to talk about pizza, it's a celebration of pizza, but we're going to tell you what we like to order at these places. Now, if I'm eating a Donato's pizza, for my money, every single time I want an edge-to-edge pepperoni. It's not even close.
I'm with you.
That's what I associate with Donato's pizza. JT's, I've liked everything that I've had on the menu there. We have talked about the Cheese Lover's Pizza. Could be my favorite cheese pizza in the history of the world. And if you're crapping on cheese pizza that they're just for kids, well, then you're not doing it right. Because to me, that's a real easy way to tell if a pizza place is using good ingredients, is if you can eat their cheese pizza and say, well, I'm satisfied. Anybody can just bury stuff under mounds and mounds of toppings. So you can't even really taste the sauce or the cheese.
Where are you with their founder's favorite? Where it's got the pepperoni, the sausage, the mushroom, the onion, the 12-hour sauce, and then the cheese blend.
Kristen really likes that one.
She's a big fan of that one.
I think it's good, but for my money, I'm either going for the Cheese Lovers or I'm going for just a straight-up pep and sausage. I think their sausage is one of the better-flavored sausage. Very fennel-forward, and I appreciate that.
And they also have the Big Al, which is the pepperoni, the sausage, and the banana pepper, which is the pie that Coco was just talking about.
Coco the monkey?
Nick Mole. That's her favorite. So obviously we know JT's. I want to make sure like I hit the locations of these pizza places as we get out here. JT's with the original one up there on Linworth. 161 in Linworth. New one, newish one down here in Grandview. And
the newest one,
Jerome Village.
Yeah.
So in Dublin. So three locations. And again, I think they're doing a nice slow expansion of what they are. That original location is really cool. I can remember doing appearances out there a decade ago or in the early years of my time here, having a lot of fun, like on that back patio there. And then the new spot in Grandview that we've been to several times now and ordered a lot of pizzas for station events because it's so close. Nice vibe, more modern style, but it's all really good.
So, Donato's, we respect you. Thank you for being here. However, JT's advances. So say we, and so say you on the website, pizzamadness.pizza. The 8th seed, Meisters.
Meisters.
Up against the 9th seed, Josie's.
Meisters is in Grandview over there on Chambers Road. Josie's, the original location, 894 West Broad. We just tried one of their pies from their other location, also Wester Broad, let's call it.
Wester Broad.
Let's call it that. Oh, yeah, you're one of them Wester Broads.
I spent a week there one night.
you did. Go a little bit more west, and you're in the hilltop, baby. But I'll start with Meisters. Maybe the truest, and I'll always acquiesce to you, because I know you are a purist when it comes to any delicacy that involves Chicago, especially when it's the pizza, the tavern style versus the Chicago deep dish, which is more of a pie than a pizza, but who the hell cares? It's all good. But maybe would you say it's the truest Chicago style deep dish in the city? Sauce that's slightly sweet at Meisters, lots of cheese, lots of sauce.
Gallo's actually does a version of Chicago style that I think is better.
Is that full time though, or was that just something that they did for limited?
That I don't know.
Because they did bring that in once a couple years ago, and it was outstanding. Yeah.
I'm not the biggest fan of the Chicago style at Meisters. If anything, I'm going for the other pie that they have, the more traditional pie. Yeah.
I think you're wrong.
that's fine.
think it's outstanding.
But I will tell you really this like now. It. I mean, I'm from Chicago, and our fearless leader, Fish, is from Chicago, and both of us would rather have the other pizza from Meister's.
It tells you something. About a non-Chicago.
Well, can I tell you something? It doesn't matter how authentic it is. Good is good.
Good is good. That's
so
what I say,
right? It doesn't matter.
It has to be straight up Chicago deep dish style. If customers like it, if people order
That's exactly right.
Chicago people look down their noses at you. Just enjoy your pizza.
So we have the 8-9 matchup, Meister's and Josie's. That continues top of the hour. Colin Mann and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got some holdup due to a disabled vehicle that's blocking the left lane on westbound 70 on the east side from Miller Avenue to the 71 East split. And things are a little slow on southbound 315 from Kinnear Road to 3rd Avenue. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Is water seeping into your basement? Are your basement walls cracking? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the basement waterproofing experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon, I'm Jacob Reimer. For the first time since January 20th, the Ohio State basketball team will play for back-to-back wins. Tonight, they're in Happy Valley visiting Penn State. Bruce Thornton enters tonight's game 30 points away from becoming the all-time leading scorer at Ohio State. Tip-off is at 7:30 here on The Fan. Notables in the top 25 tonight, number 20 Arkansas hosts Texas, 15th-ranked Purdue is at Northwestern, number 7 Houston hosts Baylor. A blockbuster trade in the NFL, the Rams landing corner Trent McDuffie from the Chiefs. Los Angeles sent 4 draft picks to Kansas City in return. And in baseball, the Reds are currently taking on Team Cuba in an exhibition game. The team announced today that Hunter Green will have an MRI done on his throwing elbow for tightness he's had since last season. This update is sponsored by Dr. Mark Levy. If you're snoring and not sleeping, call 1-800-MORE-SLEEP or visit online at sleepbettercolumbus.com. Stop snoring, sleep better, live better. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Please take note of this warning. This show will mess you up. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
We're officially in it. Pizza Madness. Check out the website, pizzamadness.pizza. It's brought to you by our friends at Billiards Plus. So we have JT's, the number one seed, beating the 16 Donatos. First matchup of the Eggplant region. We're on the 8 seed Meisters now. Up against the 9 seed Josie's.
So we left off talking about Josie's. We hit a few particulars about Meister's in the last segment. They got a regular, like, original hand-tossed type of crust, and they've got what they call their Chicago deep dish style. So if you're looking for that, and again, true Chicagoans might nitpick on what makes it a true deep dish. I like some of the places that use the cornmeal dusting on the crust.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to remember if that's some Geno's or Giordano's that goes that route in Chicago.
Geno's I've had them is more both. Of a cornmeal.
Geno's would be the one.
Sort of thing.
Yeah. And they've all got some cool locations if you visit downtown Chicago. But anyway, moving on to Josie's. So that location, the original 894 West Broad. They've got another one that's Wester Broad. And I really enjoy it. I think it is such good, classic, Central Ohio-style pizza. I don't really have a whole lot of bad things to say about it. And then what I also like, not a lot of places do this anymore for that style of pizza. They've got one, I think it's called their Old Fashioned, where they've got the pepperoni underneath the layer of cheese, sort of locks in that grease and it lets the sauce kind of
specified,
meld with it.
Unless specified. They do have an option where you can get the pepperoni on top of the cheese. Hey, turn your phone off there, Rimmer.
It is off.
But unless specified, they will put the pepperoni under the cheese, which I don't have a problem with. To me, it adds a nice steamed flavor to the pepperoni,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to a cup and char. For my money, Timmy, if I'm picking a winner here, I'm going Josie's. If I look at what the people voted for, slight edge for Meisters. So I'll let you determine where we go on this, buddy.
Yeah, I hate to just straight up disagree with you, but I like how Meisters has those both of those options. I like that they have their spin on a Chicago deep dish. I think that that needs to be available, and we need some places that are doing that style and putting good hard work into the 40-45 minute pizza. I go Meisters.
All right, baby. Da-da-da-da-da-ba-da-da. Meisters moves on. The 8 beats the 9. If you hear me writing, it's because I'm writing. 5 seed, Rubino's. This is Bexley on Bexley Crime
right
here.
The battle of the Bex.
Rubino's the 5 seed up against the 12 seed, Bexley Pizza Plus. Both of these are Bexley institutions.
Both of them are on Main Street. They are literally one block away from each other. On the same side of Main Street, right there next to each other.
And even though both represent a tavern-style pizza, I feel like these are fairly different between the two of them.
I would agree.
Rubino's is a much thinner thing. Their sausage is very unique. It's a sliced sausage, but it's long sheets, almost like gyro meat of sliced sausage. It's very unique. Bexley Pizza Plus is also classified as thin crust, cut into squares, but it's more of a chew.
It's pretty thick.
Yeah, yeah. Would you call
it? It's pretty thick, because that was my main observation when I tried Bexley Pizza Plus. Was Central Ohio style, yeah, cut in the small slices the way you're used to seeing, but I thought that there was a little bit more crust surface area on the exterior than most Central Ohio styles.
And the crust,
where you're
the
letting
crust
the
sauce
and cheese and the toppings go mostly to the edge. Yeah, no, the edges are crispy, but I'm thinking that's more like a good quarter to half an inch of thickness, maybe more, when you get into the middle of that crust. Really good. Just expect a little bit more of that bready, doughy type of taste and that type of consistency with each bite. Also thought that the toppings were really good, though. Love their sausage pep there. I thought that was great. And they won. Like both of these pizza spots have won pizza awards before and should be proud of that. I believe the dude who owns Bexley Pizza Plus went out and won something in Vegas back in 2014. Same year the Buckeyes were winning the national championship.
I don't know what to make of pizza awards, except this one.
Except this one?
This is the only one that matters.
This is the one that should matter to everybody.
The voting on our website for this, pizzamadness.madness.
No, pizzamadness.pizza.
Yeah, pizzamadness.pizza.
That's what I did yesterday,
I'm sorry.
And you called me an idiot.
That's right, and I was
so
an idiot.
So you are too.
That's exactly right. I'm the lord of the idiots.
All right.
The voting is
so Rubino's
closed for this. For me, Bexley Pizza Plus is very good. They also have the Gahanna location, Gahanna Pizza Plus, same owners. Rubino's is too unique. I give awards for that.
Been around since the 50s too,
you know. They're unapologetic, right? About what they do. And if I had to, I always give myself, if I had the choice between which one am I eating right now, I'm eating Rubino's right now. I'm taking that right now.
I would agree they cook their sauce over a long period of time at Rubino's. They cook that, they simmer that for over 4 hours. That's a long time.
Did you do some research on that?
Of course I did research on
this. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da! Rubino's moves on?
Yeah, I vote Rubino's.
All right,
we agree on that one.
Seed, Rubino's.
Where does Teddy come in on any of this?
Teddy,
we let him talk?
Doesn't leave Canal Winchester, so when we get to a place he's actually had, we'll talk to Ted.
There's one coming up here in this bracket that I haven't had, and I had a couple of those. We had Josie's, we had JT's and Donato's, but I think you guys have all made the right decision so far.
Okay. If you strongly disagree with us, please jump in.
I will.
All right. This one I think is going to be tougher than most people think. The 4 seed Yellow Brick is up against the 13 seed Stads. Is it Stads or Stods?
It's Stads.
Stads. That's what I thought it was. But
I love them.
Fishy constantly says Stods back there, and it drives me nuts.
Yeah. So let's start with Stads in Gahanna and in Blacklick. The Blacklick location is, just for starters, just a really cool old spot. I love that. I love buildings that have character.
I love buildings.
I love it when you can go into a place and it's more like it's a big building with patience, but that's not the point right now. when you have that character and that feel that you're in an old pizza spot, it might be a little dank, it might be a little grungy. That's okay.
I'm with you, man. I was pissed off when they did some remodeling at the Iaconos and Shawnee Hills.
Remodeling?
No, I want the entire place to smell like pizza smoke.
If you remodel, you've got to remodel almost in an old. Make it older. That's what I want you to do. So start with that. But we're here to talk about the pizza, not the locations. Generally, really, really, really good crust. I think. It's some of the best crust.
You're talking about Stads now.
Yes, some of the best crust in the city when you're talking about them. And they've got a ton of great, you know, original pizzas. Getting their pep sausage is always a win right there. They got a little bit of that, like, flakiness in the air pockets going.
Mm-hmm.
When you take a bite and then look at the side of the pizza slice, that's always huge. And moving over to Yellow Brick, which is the higher seed, you can almost like see where I'm going right here. This seems like a nice Stephen F. Austin type of upset here at a 13 seed that played really well in their conference tournament and just great all around team. They're veterans. Yellow Brick, though, over on Rich near Land Grant, close by. Love them as well. Really good. Another place that has a Chicago style pizza or a stuffed double layered deep dish pizza. Tristano's style is what that's from. Apparently that's the old spot in Grove City that made the pizza that way. So that's a little of the history behind that style there. And they've got another style of pizza at Yellow Brick as well, if the Chicago deep dish is not your thing. What do you think about these two spots?
I actually went and had these two spots not too long ago, just to refresh my memory. And Stads got a very high seed last year. I think they had somebody stuff the ballot box, which is not necessarily their fault.
Right, right. If you got a bunch of fans out there that are doing that.
That's right.
That's why we went with the email voting system this year.
But I also think they got eliminated a little bit early for my liking last year. Yellow Brick is very good. It's more of a, I don't want to say upscale sort of.
I know, I think it's...
But there's a certain stigma when you say upscale and
there,
stuffy.
There is, but it's a more, I'm not saying that that's a yuppity pizza place just because it's a newer location and it has a nice vibe in there. It does.
But let me say this.
Chicago style pizza is going to run you a pretty high bill. Like that's just a lot of ingredients.
If I'm going restaurant for restaurant, like my wife wants to get wings and the kid wants to get this or that, I'm going to Yellow Brick. But if I'm evaluating purely on the pizza, which we are here, it's a pizza competition, which one would I eat right now? The answer is Stads.
I agree.
Even though it's the higher seed.
I actually agree. I think this is close, but...
And by the way,
I like what's going on.
It was a very close vote on the website, pizzamadness.pizza. One of the closest first round votes that we had. So are we?
That's a testament to both places,
right? So are we doing the upset here?
I think I'm doing the upset. I'm with you.
Congrats, Stads. Moves on. When we come back, it's Pizza Nerds up against Scoreboard.
Ooh, Detroit style enters the mix here.
Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
If you're on eastbound 270 on the north outer belt between 315 and 71, expect a couple-minute holdup there. There's also a couple-minute delay on southbound 71 on the north side from Hudson Street to 11th Avenue. This report is sponsored by ChumbaCasino.com. With over 100 online casino-style games, Chumba Casino is your go-to destination for nonstop entertainment. Play for fun and play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. BGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Track.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
The Jackets are back at Nationwide for a battle with the Panthers. Live fan coverage starts Thursday night at 6:30.
Sponsored by Atlas Butler Heating and Cooling.
Proud to be your flagship home of the Columbus Blue Jackets. The Fan.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Well, we've got a flood watch out for Central Ohio all the way through Thursday. Expect showers and thunderstorms tonight, overnight, into Thursday morning across Central Ohio. Overnight lows in the middle 50s, looking for middle 60s on Thursday, with some moderate to heavy rainfall possible at times. That chance about 100%. On Friday, it's a drier day. Chance of rain all the way down to 20% with some sun breaks coming through and high temps in the 70s. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Common Man uses his droopy sack for a bath mat.
Santa's not the only one with a big red sack full of goodies.
You're listening to Man and Timmy.
This dumb show brought to you by the Hinderer Motor Company. We are knee-deep in pizza madness. Which, by the way, we got to get moving if we're going to get through these matchups. We got to go.
Just about to say that.
We're doing a lot of talking.
We have done, what, two matchups?
No, we haven't done two matchups. We've done
four matchups.
JT's beat Donato's. Yeah, we've moved Meister's over. Beat Josie's. Rubino's beat Bexley Pizza Plus. And Stad's, the 13 seed, beat 4 seed Yellow Brick. Now we are on to the 6 seed Pizza Nerds up against the 11 seed Scoreboards in Delaware. Now, Pizza Nerds in Gahanna is Detroit style, all right?
Yes, it is.
And the mistake that I think a lot of these Pizza Nerds is a pizza place is what they have. They have pizza and they do like cookies and that's it.
That's right.
Scoreboards is a sports bar. So they're doing everything and they do pizza, I think, really well. The mistake that I think people make when you go to a place like Pizza Nerds is I know what I like on a pizza. I'm going to order it my way. And that's fine if you work your way up to that point.
Mm-hmm.
But they have specialty pies on here for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
They've tested these. They do them really, really well. And I think people, when they make their own pies, sometimes get a little bit too complicated. So
you're talking about when the customer wants
correct.
To pick their pizza.
Correct.
Okay.
Especially when you go in for a first time, you get what... It's okay to ask the pizza place, what is your most popular pizza? What are you known for? And I'm guessing if you call up Pizza Nerds, they're going to say, start with the Mario. And that's where I would tell you to start. It's cheese, red sauce, banana peppers, pepperoni, and hot honey. Square, Detroit style. And it is delicious.
Fantastic.
Delicious.
That is, I'm glad you mentioned the Mario. And also, if you're not sure, you cannot go wrong with just getting a pepperoni, okay? Or we like to suggest the pep sausage because everybody does sausage differently.
Not everybody does it well, though.
No.
And if there's, like, there are places where I will only recommend a pepperoni.
It's almost impossible to find two places where the sausage is exactly the same. You know what I mean?
And that's why we're doing this.
Right. But there's plenty of places that do use the same kind of pepperoni, right? Like, that's something that's more common. You've got the Ezo pepperoni, you've got the cup and char, and then you've got the more standard, like the Hormel style. Like that's pretty much what you're going to see out there. There's some other variations to it, but I think that pizza that you just ripped off, the Mario, oh man, with banana peppers, hot honey, and pep, that's, we talked about keeping it to three toppings. That's wonderful. You mentioned how they have the cookies, so that's just a neat thing. Those are all fresh baked. They got a lot of different flavors and cookie concoctions that they do. I think they're really, really good. Now, when we go to Scoreboard Pub and Grill, different type of place, doing more things, Delaware spot, really traditional tavern style pizza right here.
T-Bone did an appearance at this place.
He was just there. A little bit of a richer sauce that they have at this place. Also really good. Big fan of what they got at Scoreboard.
I went to Scoreboard's recently because I had not had it on T-Bone's recommendation. I got the ultimate pepperoni is what they call it. It's their version of edge to edge. Cheese, pep, really
loaded,
cooked well.
Crispy, gets the peps nice and crispy.
I usually, when I haven't been to a place before, I ask, how well done do you cook the pizzas? Because I like my pizza well done.
Right.
The server that I had at Scoreboard said, our pizzas come out pretty well done. So I said, all right, I'll go with you. I'll go with your recommendation. I'm always leery, though. And when it came out, it was pretty much to my liking. It was nice and well done.
I know how you do that. I typically want to let the pizza place cook it the way that they cook it. And I want to see, for a first time, I want to see like what that puppy comes out like.
I understand that. It doesn't hurt to ask, though.
If I'm going to go back for my second time, or if I've ordered a few already and they're always undercooked to my liking, because they're, you know, there can be different, depending on the day that you get your pizza, it might be left in the oven a couple of minutes too long and it gets a little bit of a nice char on it. Can never go wrong by going a couple of minutes extra. That's what we believe.
I could sit on the couch and eat that ultimate pepperoni from Scoreboard and be a perfectly happy guy. It is a very delicious pizza. I like the restaurant they have up there. Pizza nerds, to me, they're taking the craft to a whole new level. It's all pizza all the time. I respect the hell out of
them. Me too. We're in agreement
and
here.
And so for me, it's the nerds.
Yeah. For me too.
Okay.
Yeah. I think.
And online with the voting, pizzabandits.pizza, it was the nerds as well.
I don't want to make it sacrilege because the style originates from that state up north.
It does not matter.
But let's be honest. It's an incredible style.
It's a delicious style.
It really is. Where you get the crispy edges.
It's the only thing they've done well.
Yes, it is.
Up there.
We don't like anything else. Maybe some of their golf courses on the coastline. That's it for me. That and the Detroit.
Pizza nerds, the 6 seed, beats Scoreboard, the 11.
All right, let's move on here. What do we got next? We got the 3 versus the 14 matchup. Enrico's is the 3 seed. Enrico's is
off of France Road in Dublin.
It's by the Bonefish Grill, right? Like you said, on France.
It's by the Bonefish Grill. It is.
Right. I'm giving you landmarks, okay?
And you know what? Bonefish Grill.
Yeah.
Sneaky. We're not doing an appetizer madness. They have one of my favorite appetizers ever with the Bang Bang Shrimp.
I don't even know if I've been to the Bonefish in the last 20 years.
I go just for the Bang Bang Shrimp. They do a Bang Bang Shrimp taco. It's delicious.
I haven't been there since I've lived in Ohio, so I can tell you I have not been to that location of the Bonefish. It's been a minute. But Enrico's has been around a long, long time. Closing in on 40 years of business, so congrats to them
on
that.
They got the geezers back there.
It's a good long run.
You can see them working back there, making the salads.
We joke, we know how hard it is to run a restaurant, and it is not for the faint of heart. So to stay in business that long tells you that you must be doing something good, and you're treating your customers really well. So that's important. Good thin to medium crust.
Not cracker.
At Enrico's.
Yeah.
It's got a little bit of a smoke flavor palette.
Provolone.
Yeah.
A Mott's provolone blend. I don't know that for a fact, but just tasting their pizza as many times as I have, it's not a standard Mott's.
Well, that flavor hint gets into the crust is something that's really cool about Enrico's.
You think it gets in the crust?
Yeah, I do.
Well, because they're not doing it in any wood-fired oven. It's just a deck oven.
You can smell it. Like you've got hints of that there. So Enrico's is really good. And then the 14 seed, the underdog in this matchup, is Shorty's. Now, in doing some more research on Shorty's, I came to the understanding that the location on Henderson went bye-bye. So they did have that one, but then it looked like that turned into another pizza place, and they maybe didn't like scrub that from their website, their official website, just yet. But really good stuff as well. So they've got the one on Central in Delaware, right? So that's where they're at. And I believe in O'Nelly's in Powell as well. We've got some other examples of pizza places like that in the bracket, right? Where you might be in another place,
yeah,
housed in another spot. So they've got the signature five cheese blend. I don't know how much you are a fan of something like that, because I think, you know, from hearing you talk, you like to have maybe that provolone mozz mix if you're going to double up on the cheese. Romano cheese, though, is something that, you know, gets dusted or put on top of a cook after the other cheeses are thrown in there. I think the Pacer, though, really good pizza. You go double cheese, double pep. Oh, my God. That's a good way to go. I mean, extra cheese is never bad, but then throwing the extra pep.
A lot of places so do
double
that.
Double this, double that. That's really good.
Scoreboard with the ultimate pep. It doesn't necessarily say they're doing extra cheese, but I think they
are. But it's double pep.
The ultimate pep at scoreboards is, I think, double cheese, double pep. We're going to get to George's Pizza in Shawnee Hills. They have a pizza called Pizza Amore, which is double cheese, double pep. If you see that on the menu, you can't go wrong with it.
Shorty's really good, though.
It's really good.
But we gotta make a choice. Are we making that in 2 minutes here?
Okay. We're back in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got some delay due to an accident that's on eastbound 70's off-ramp to Bryce Road on the east side. And keep an eye out for a disabled vehicle that's on westbound 70 on the east side from Miller Avenue to the 71 East Split. This report is sponsored by Lowe's. Need it today? At Lowe's, pros get free same-day delivery by 8 p.m. when you order online by 2 p.m. Same-day delivery valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. Details at Lowe's.com/same-day-delivery. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I am a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a Care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a Care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Ben and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
This show features two Nicoles. One gives you useful traffic information. The other one yells, "What up, bitches?"
Who's ready to party?
Here's Man and Timmy.
It is Pizza Madness.
Da 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 da.
Brought to you by our friends at Billiards Plus. Go to pizzamadness.pizza. Cast your vote. So, where do we leave off?
We left off talking about the three-seed Enrico's in Dublin on France Road, right next to the Bonefish, and Shorty's up in Delaware, also in O'Nelly's. I think this is close. Me, personally, I'm rolling with Enrico's right here. I like both places, but I just think the mom-and-pop style, what Enrico's does, their commitment to the craft, edge.
I'm going taste for taste. I'm not even talking about the old geezers working at Enrico's. I'll just say that to me, Enrico's has some of the most flavorful cheese of any of the places in this bracket. And I think that is a topping that is overlooked by a lot of places because people go topping heavy and almost the cheese is an afterthought underneath there. And I love a place that respects the cheese.
I like respect for
the
sauce,
too. I'm going to have a t-shirt that says, "Respect the cheese."
You're the cheese guy. I'm the sauce guy.
And you know what? Enrico's does a very good dry oregano heavy sauce that I appreciate. To me, a good tavern style pie has to be loaded with dried oregano. For me, it's Enrico's.
Let's go Enrico's.
All right.
Seven
seed.
No, go ahead.
What?
Go on.
Get yourself something to eat.
Go on now. Get in the kitchen. Get you a pizza.
Seven seed Carlucci's. They're on Smoky Row, right? Carlucci's?
Smoky Row Road up
against
in Powell.
Yep. The 10 seed Amato's. Amato's up in
That's
Delaware.
Chuck's.
No, it's not Chuck Amato's.
No.
Amato's, very good place. I've been there many times. I've actually talked about their shrimp toast appetizer. It's like a butter poached garlic shrimp on garlic bread. It's delicious. Amato's. Everything runs, this would be Adam King's worst nightmare, because everything runs a little spicy, which I
am a fan
approve
of.
Yeah,
I approve of that, too.
I love that flavor profile. They do a sausage and pep there.
Give me bold and spicy.
That is
very bold.
It is spicy. Perhaps for the kiddos, it would be a touch too spicy. But
it doesn't all have to be for the kids, okay?
And I'm not factoring them in at all. They can go to hell, the kids.
We can pick them up something else on the way home. We'll get you your chicken nuggets. Mom and Dad, we're going to enjoy
a
Kraft wood-fired pizza. Okay?
My daughter eats the spicy sausage and pep from Amato.
Well,
she enjoys
a good, clean girl.
She is a good, clean girl. Now, where I leave off. Oh, Carlucci's. Carlucci's is another one of those places where it's very family-run. I want to say it's women-owned, Carlucci's. I want to say that without having any evidence that I could actually tell you.
Just saying.
I'm going
say
to
then.
Say that
it's fine. Could be nothing but 10 dudes running that place.
I don't think it is, but I think it's sisters that own it, actually. But it is a cracker-style thin crust pizza. They do it well. It is delicious. I got to be honest with you,
I believe Carlucci's has the deck oven system.
I think you're right.
In their spot.
I'm torn on these two places because I like both of them, and I've had both of them multiple times.
7-10 is tough. It's honestly, it's closing in on a coin flip for me, but I think Amato's do some really fun things with their specialty pizzas. And again, you can always just go in there and order a pep or whatever you want to do. I have a slight edge to Amato's in this matchup. I'll let you veto it if you want on this one.
This was also really, I just checked out the online voting, pizzamadness.pizza.
Very close.
This was really, really close. Carlucci's had a slight edge in the online voting.
I was wondering if you had this one pizza from Amato's. Tell me if you had this one. They call it the Oahu there. It's got the ham and pineapple, starting with that one. We mentioned cinnamon on some of these styles, but then they do almonds, coconut, and fresh mozz.
I've not had that.
Interesting style.
That sounds too sweet for me, which is probably why I avoided it. I don't know, man. So you're going to Amato's.
Yep.
I probably would veer Carlucci's.
Well, go ahead.
Slight edge on Carlucci's on the online voting. Teddy, I assume you don't have a thought on either
Teddy,
of these.
Teddy is like,
they're not in Canal.
What's that?
I've never had either one of these. Yes, I know nothing about them, so maybe you should just go with the people.
All right, Carlucci's is the one. It pains me, though, because I respect Amato's.
You go to Amato's a lot up there.
I hope you give them a visit. All right, last matchup of the eggplant region, the 2-seed Tarita's up against the 15-seed Jets is a chain. It's Detroit style. I think they do it really well, though, for a chain. And Tarita's. I said this last year.
Tarita's Cleveland Avenue, right?
It's
3905 Cleveland Ave.
Not glamorous. You can't go in and eat there. It's a take and go sort of thing. I don't live close by, so I eat it in the car when I get it. Perhaps the best thin crust tavern style pepperoni pizza that I've ever had in my life.
Ooh. Are you talking straight pep?
Straight pep. And I've had their other offerings there too. They're also very, very good. They know how to cook the pizza well. They do an excellent job on the bake. I do not have to specify well done with them. But to me, if you're only going to get one pizza at Tarita's, is a thin crust pepperoni. It is an excellent pizza.
There's not really any bad things to say about Tarita's. These were the pies that I had for the first time when you and Bone did your final show here.
Yeah, you brought
a couple of these pies back in while I was listening to Angela Pace sing you guys an authentic Man and Bone send-off song. I'm listening to that, trying not to hit old ladies and
now
kids
what's
walking
Angela
on the
Pace
street.
Doing? Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Riding for the gray goose. So, look, Jets is...
Jets is good.
Jets is great.
It deserves
Jets
a mention
great.
Here, I think, of the chains. Yeah. They do a really good job, but it's
they're consistent.
Tarita's all day, every day.
I'll say this about Jets, because when we go through like our normal life cycle, when I'm not getting out in Central Ohio and tasting all these other pizzas that aren't in my neck of the woods, it's in the hopper. And I would say for 100 times we've ordered at our local Jets, maybe 2 of them have ever been subpar. It's really consistent. The 8 corner, the Detroit style that they're pumping out there. That's all you should get, by the way. Don't
get
the other kind.
The 8 corner, I don't know what the hell we're doing.
I just mean they have another crust that's not the thick Detroit style crust.
No, that's stop.
Just
it.
Get Detroit style there. A lot of respect
we're
for them.
We're spending too much time.
Tarita's.
On this. Come on,
Tarita's.
Tarita's goes.
I had Jets yesterday, actually.
I know you did.
And that was your research.
And it was great, Teddy. But can I tell you something?
Eight corner.
That's night. It ain't going
it's
through.
It's not going to Vance. But no. I love Jets. They're delicious.
Pepperoni region. The 1 seed Sexton's up against the 16 seed Boston's. I've had Boston's many times because of their proximity to the arena. It's a decent option for you, but I'm not going to pretend to debate. Sexton's, to me, is a 1 seed for a reason.
Sexton's.
It is fantastic. If you go there and you say, my pizza's burnt,
oh,
then you're
my
dumb.
God, I've got a friend who's an idiot and is always sending me pictures of his Sexton's pizza when it's just got a little bit of blackness on one of the
that
edges of the crust.
Is that's flavor, baby.
That's what
the
is
style.
Supposed to happen.
I love it. Give me Sexton's all day, every day.
Oh, and also, they have the 2 styles there. They've got the knock your socks off original wood-fired.
Which is where
yeah.
I go. I go that way.
Yeah, they've got the artisan crust, and then they've got their Detroit style as well, which is really, really good. Respect for Boston's. A lot of people love to hang out there, get the pizza before Jackets game. Sexton's all the way. When that location in Hilliard opened up, my world changed.
Right, Sexton's moves on.
So let's go to the 8-9 matchup. Moving right along in the pepperoni region, we've got Pasquale's Pizza and Pub on Schrock Road up there in Westerville, right off of 270. They're the 8 seed going up against the 9 seed Cheshire Market. Cool spot on Cheshire Road in Galena.
This is
out near the creek, out near Alum Creek.
This is Joshua Ooh. Perry's place.
Yes, it
actually,
is.
Actually, Joshua Perry put on his Instagram today, make sure to vote for Cheshire Market.
He's a good man.
Now, he thinks that I hate Cheshire Market. I don't at all. They just had an early exit last year. They had a very high seed. They have a better seed this year. I actually went a couple weeks back. Had myself some Cheshire Market.
You know what I like about them too is it's pretty clear right on the menu. They've got different sauces. They've got combos. You uh-huh. can do mild, spicy, or a mixture of both. It's like a little sauce Arnold Palmer is what you can do there if you want.
So I went with the spicy sauce.
Love that.
Because when I first sampled them last year, I did not. And a lot of people told me that was the way to go. Went with the spicy sauce. Pasquale's I've had many times. Actually, Pasquale's, I think, used to have a location in Jerome Village, but I've been to the original location in Westerville as well. I was surprised by how much I liked the Cheshire Market pizza. They have a huge following if you live up in that area. I don't know if it's because there's just not a ton of pizza options up there.
Well, it doubles as a bait shop. It's awesome. I mean, come on. You throw the worms on the pizza if you want to get really crazy
about
it. I
really, really enjoyed it. So for my money, I'm taking Cheshire Market here, which makes Joshua Perry very happy.
You know what? I was up in the air about these, and you know, you talked me into it. This was close. I will say Pasquale's. I do think their crust is really good because it also, like Bexley Pizza Plus, blends a little bit more
there's
medium
a chew
thickness.
To it. Yeah.
Yeah, medium thickness where it's chewy, slightly sweet. I pick up on in the sauce, which I do not mind at all. Sometimes I'm almost in a mood for that. I know you can be more get the sweet sauce out
well,
of my face.
You're a Romeo's
sometimes
guy.
Sometimes I can handle that.
Romeo's is in here.
But I don't want it every time.
Romeo's does a sweet
yeah,
sauce.
I can't have sweet sauce like 5 times in a row, but once in a while comes around in the hopper, I do want it. But
so what are we going
a lot
with?
Of good stuff for Cheshire. Let's go Cheshire. Let's go Cheshire Market.
The 9 seed, Cheshire Market. All right, coming up next, two places that I like very much. George's Pizza, the 5 seed.
Oh, boy, that's your
Shawnee
spot.
Hills. And the 12 seed, Dewey's, which is a
few different spots.
Chain. It's from Cincinnati. They have many locations. But Dewey's, I think, is a really, really solid pie. They do a wonderful airy crust. We'll talk about that next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a 10-minute delay on northbound 71 on the north side between East Broad Street and 11th Avenue. And traffic is slowing down due to an accident that's on the right shoulder of eastbound 161 at Sunbury Road. This report is sponsored by Vision Zero Columbus. Last year, 52 people died in traffic crashes in Columbus. Most were men, average age 40. One night, one choice. The ripple lasts far beyond the celebration. This new year, manage your speed. Learn more at columbus.gov/vision-zero. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Jake Diebler's Buckeyes hit the road for a Big Ten battle with Penn State.
Live fan coverage starts Wednesday night at 6:30.
Every game, every season. Proud to be your flagship home of the Buckeyes. The Fan. Ohio sports destination.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
The Fan Poll is sponsored by JT's Pizza and Pub, home of award-winning pizza and 32-ounce Yingling drafts for only $4.
One has pizza sauce for blood. The other is Rachel Maddow. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
That's confirmed today, baby. Fishy has handed me the plug sheet for tomorrow. T-Bone and Tyvis will do Pizza Madness, the sausage region tomorrow.
They're finishing up their first round.
Yes.
Tomorrow. We're doing both regions of the first round on our side of the bracket here today.
Both our first round matchups today. Rick Bonus, Jackets head coach, will join the program at 7:30. Bishop and Friends will talk to Paul Feinbaum, Pied Piper of the Hillbillies, at 10:30. And then tomorrow on this show, Too Hot Thursday and Around the Big Ten with Adam Rittenberg. We do have some sad news, though. I saw that Lou Holtz has passed away. Lou Holtz passed away at the age of 89. I'd heard that he was in hospice care, and I know, you know, Ryan Day had the thing with Lou Holtz. Where's Lou Holtz at? All that, but Lou Holtz at times had things to say about the Buckeyes. Of course he did.
Yeah, Lou.
He's a Notre Dame,
Lou's a Notre Dame
homer,
guy.
And that's the way I would expect it from Lou Holtz.
He spent 1 year here at Ohio State back in 1968 as an assistant.
He had a hell of a career. You know, lived a long time, was relevant, really up until the end. One of the most impersonated guys in the world.
Yep.
So RIP to Lou Holtz.
He is, if you can take what Dick Vitale is to college basketball, you almost
Dick
can make
Vitale?
I'm saying what Dick Vitale is to college basketball, you can take Lou Holtz.
Teddy. Is that how we say his name?
Dick Vitale?
Dick Vitale?
Tell?
What am I saying? Dickie V. Dick Vitale.
There you go.
Did I say it different?
That's fine. Go
Vitale?
Ahead.
Vitale?
I'm sorry.
Vitale?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Who cares?
Nothing. Go ahead.
Who cares?
That's what
he's bald. He's happy about college basketball. Whatever.
He's trying to say something nice here.
I am trying to say something nice.
Say something about Dick Vitale.
No, I'm saying Lou to college football, you can make the case he's even more of a figure to the game because of what he achieved as a coach and then the time
exactly
he spent
right.
in the media. How many years he was on ESPN. I mean, people tend to forget that him and Mark May were a thing. It's been a minute now since they were doing that, but they a lot of years. Like, they were the faces of college football.
They were a thing, all right.
I don't want to say that about Mark May, but Lou was a face of college football
for a long time. A steaming pile of crap. Still is, by the way. All right, Pizza Madness time.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da!
When we left you, it was the 5 seed, George's Pizza and Shawnee Hills, up against the 12 seed, Dewey's. George's is up by me.
George's is your spot.
I think they do a hell of a job. I really do. There is a George. That's his last name, Mr. George. He's there. I love a place that is very transparent about the ingredients that they use. George has the cheese blend that he uses front and center. He will tell you what it is. He has the pepperoni that he uses, the Ezo pepperoni, Ezo, Ezo, whatever the hell we're calling it, front and center. He will give the sauce. He's got this can of sauce out there that he uses front and center. He is proud of his ingredients. When I make a pizza at home, I use the same cheese blend that he uses. Grande brand, shredded mozz, and provolone mix. You can get it at GFS, some of the locations.
Oh, you're
using big 5-pound.
You're using
bag.
the exact same cheese.
The exact same cheese.
Not just pick your provolone, pick your mozz. You're using the same bag.
It is a super high quality product. I think he does a fantastic job. If you're going for the first time, get yourself a pepamore, double cheese, double pep. But I also love the white pizza, which is like a chicken garlic sort of thing. It's very delicious pie. So it has a special place in my heart. Dewey's
is, they got the spot in Grandview that Sarah and Jack and I have been to a few times. People know that location.
There's many places. There's one Worthington Jewelers.
Right, but they do have one on High Street.
Bob Capace will go there with you.
You can get your watch adjusted by Bob Capace.
He'll hit your car.
Yes.
He'll sell you some good jewelry, and
yes,
then you go
will.
For a little Dewey's pie.
Oh, what's better than that? And then Perimeter Drive in Dublin, I believe, as well. So you guys know you can look up the Dewey's location. What I like about Dewey's is I appreciate a spot that feels like you're going to enjoy like a craft pizza experience, whatever the type of crust. They're more traditional crust at Dewey's, and I like it for that. They do have the Dewey's original that's out there on the menu, and that's the cheese. And I think their cheese pizza is fantastic, if that's what you're going for right there. But there's some specialty ones. I know the meatball is really good, where they got the cheese layers.
To me, the specialty pizza is where they excel. Like, mm-hmm. If I'm going, I'm not getting
the Don Corleone. The Don Corleone is the mozz pepperoni. They've got the Genoa salami.
Yeah,
on that.
I'm staying away from that.
And the gabagool as well with the oregano.
I don't think their red sauce is anything to write home about. I like the specialty stuff. I like the Dr. Dre. I like the Caprese, which is just a cheese and like stewed tomato and garlic. Very simple.
You like their olive oil based pizzas there more than the red sauce.
I do. Indeed.
Okay.
They have good monthly specials as well. And I think their airy crust is delicious. It almost eats like a fresh piece of bread.
They got the Southwest barbecue chicken,
which is another good one. They've got
the corn salsa on it.
Black bean and corn salsa on that one. Very good pie. For me, George's wins.
I can't go against you here.
I can, but I'm
not going to.
So George's, it is. By the way, there's no place to eat inside George's. It's one of those things where you got to get it and eat it in your car if you're not from the area. I know it's sort of out there. It's by the zoo. But it's just a fantastic pie. I love it very much.
Now we take a look at the 4-seed Black Dog Pizzeria. Or is it Black Dog Pizza Cafe? I could check the official name.
Just put in Black Dog
and
to
then,
your Google machine.
Yeah, you'll get it. It's also over there on France Road in Dublin, right by the Bonefish. So
it's on the other side of the street.
It's on the other side of the street
by the rail.
What's the bar? We've done appearances there before.
Oh, I forget the name of it.
Oh, my God.
You're right. We've been in there a million times.
We have. My apologies, but they do a good job there as well. But we got Black Dog, the 4-seed, and then the O on Lane. Nice to see them in the field. They do really good stuff. People might not know that as well because I think there's some spots over there on Lane that are so close to the Schottenstein Center and to the Horseshoe that people only associate that with tailgating and being up there on college football Saturdays. But when we did our appearance out there before the football season, really good stuff. They got wood-fired pizzas there. Mm-hmm. Really, really good stuff that can't be overlooked at the O on Lane.
All right, Black Dog, O on Lane, we continue. And I just got a text from fake Lou Holtz as well. I mean, real Lou Holtz died, but fake Lou Holtz still alive and texting me.
That's good.
That's coming up next. Colin Mann and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a little slowdown on westbound 270 on the north outer belt from Westerville to Cleveland Avenue. And traffic is slowing down due to an accident that's on northbound 315 after Olentangy River Road. This report is sponsored by Ohio 811. Call before you dig. Contact Ohio 811 at least 48 hours before you dig. It's easy to do, and it's the law. CenterPoint Energy, Columbia Gas, Duke Energy, and Enbridge Gas want you to dig safely. Contact Ohio 811 every time you dig. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care, Heating, and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. I'm Jacob Reimer. News in the college football world, a legendary coach Lou Holtz has passed away. Holtz coached for 33 seasons, most notably were his 11 spent in South Bend, where he led Notre Dame to a national championship in 1988. Holtz was 89 years old. College basketball, Ohio State is back in action tonight in Happy Valley, taking on Penn State. They'll play for back-to-back wins for the first time since January 20th. Tip-off is at 7:30. You can catch the action here on The Fan starting at 6:30. Other notables in the top 25 tonight, number 20, Arkansas hosts Texas. 15th-ranked Purdue is at Northwestern. Number 7, Houston hosts Baylor. And in baseball, the Reds announced today that Hunter Green will have an MRI done on his throwing elbow for tightness he's had since last season. This update is sponsored by Awake 180 Weight Loss. We all love the word free, medication-free, side-effect-free, and free support for life. Awake180weightloss.com. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
The number one show on Publio's Spotify rap list. It's Common Man and Timmy.
Happy Wednesday. It is Pizza Madness Day. Pizza Madness.pizza is the website brought to you by our friends at Billiards Plus. We are almost through our first round regions. T-Bone and Tyvus will continue with their first-round matchups tomorrow morning, 6 o'clock. Also, RIP to Lou Holtz, passed away today at the age of 89. I got a text from fake Lou Holtz here. If you're a longtime listener, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
What about if you're not a longtime listener?
Well, then I'm gonna tell you about fake Lou Holtz in a second, but my text read, "Oh, Jesus, I died. Well, at least I'm in heaven, won't have to see Mark May go fighting Irish." There were some
good
lisps involved in that as well. But back in the day, when Torg and I were banging, we used to visit with fake Lou Holtz, and he would have these pep talks, because on ESPN television, Lou Holtz would,
that was the bit,
give pep talks, right, to teams, yep, playing that week, and sometimes they would involve magic tricks. Right. So we had Lou Holtz call in or record pep talks for us. This one was right before the start of the 2008 season. So what's my maths tell me on that one? What is that? 18 years?
18 years ago. We're playing Youngstown State to start things off that year.
RIP, real Lou Holtz. Here's fake Lou Holtz getting you ready for the 2008 season.
McPeak, Turkleberry, how are you? It's great to be back with you gentlemen again. I've had a very busy summer. I've been working on my golf game. I saw Jersey Boys 9 times. I've had a number of speaking engagements. Most of all, I've developed a fascination with Eva Mendes. I gotta tell you, she reminds me of a young, more physical Rita Moreno. She's fantastic. But now that summer is finally coming to a close, or as they call it in Happy Valley, arrest season, we can finally turn our attention to the thing we love the most, college football. When Reese Davis will start working 29 hours a day again, young men will start hitting the tackling dummy in anger. I'm not talking about slapping Mark May around for once. I'm talking about the football equipment. But most importantly, I get to walk into the locker room, get a whiff of feet and butt, and stare into the eyes of some 90-some-odd semi-naked men and look into the soul of the game. I'll ask those men to outwork, outthink, outhustle, and outperform their opposition. I'll tell them we work together as a team, back each other up, finish our tackles, then execute our assignments. There's no way we can lose. Failure is not an option, gentlemen, and we have the tools for success. The drive, the passing, the essence. And if we don't have that, at least we have high-speed internet to download dirty pictures of Eva Mendez. Let's go!
R.I.P. Lou.
Lou's gone.
I could just feel the slobber coming right through. Couldn't you?
Oh, fantastic
job. Your ear hole is wet if you're listening with headphones on.
The lisp is perfect. He had it down cold.
Lou Holtz. All right, you ready for some more pizza stuff?
That's what we're doing, right? It's Pizza Madness.
We are at four seed, Black Dog.
Black Dog versus the 13 seed, the O on Lane. Shared a little bit about the O on Lane back there. So for Black Dog, they've got the Columbus style, and then they've also got a New York style option, which I love. The Attaboy is a really, really good pie there. That's the New York style. They've got Mott's, meatball, banana pepper, whipped ricotta, and basil. Mmm. Really good.
You just have weird ways of pronouncing things.
What?
Basil.
Basil?
One out of every 20 words for you, there's just a little something off. Teddy, you tell me if I'm wrong here, buddy.
You're spot on. Yeah.
Okay.
You're right.
And basil. That bass hole.
I go a little too hard.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe you learned that back in high school.
High school, baby. Yes. Be here with me for some high school football.
At Black Dog, I enjoy, they have a cheese blend one, the Cheesewawa. I think it's what it's called.
What?
Cheesewawa? Anyway, mozzarella, provolone, cheddar, Colby, Parm, and a Chihuahua cheese, which I enjoy very much. Chihuahua is
Chihuahua?
A Mexican type of Monterey Jack type of cheese. Has a nice flavor to it. Black Dog is an artisan pie. The O on Lane is also sort of a wood-fired artisan pie. So it's sort of apples for apples that we're comparing here. I like both very much. Had an opportunity to have the O on Lane when we did the broadcast out there last football season. I enjoyed it. But for my money, Black Dog is the superior product.
Yeah, I agree. I do enjoy the O on Lane. I look forward to having it again in the future, but it's a slight edge for Black Dog. It's Dog Pizzeria.
Da, 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 da. Put in Black Dog.
Now we go to the bottom of the pepperoni region. Start off with a nice 6 versus 11. Mikey's late night slice at the number 6. And Romeo's at the number 11 seed.
I had Mikey's on Saturday. My daughter had a birthday party to go to.
You've been having a lot of pizza lately, as you should.
I have a lot of pizza all the time, homie.
That's why we're doing this.
But my daughter had a birthday party at the Mikey's late night slice at Bridge Park in Dublin, and I didn't leave without getting a slice for the car ride home. Just a simple cheese. I enjoyed it very much. It is what it is. Mikey's is a, you know, New York style slice place. I like it. What's their sauce called now?
It's
unicorn sauce.
Unicorn.
It used to be
the slut sauce.
Slut sauce, yeah. With Paris Hilton on the bottle.
Yeah, they couldn't do that
now
anymore.
Now it's unicorn sauce, but Romeo's been banging for a long time.
I like Romeo's.
I know you like a Romeo's.
Yeah, Romeo's
for my money, their sauce is a little bit too sweet for me. It is very sweet-leaning sauce. So
you know what the name of the cup sauce that they put in their box is called? Romeo's has the Capone sauce.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a delicious little orangish-hinted sauce. It's got a nice little zing and kick to it. Great for dipping the crust in there. And they've got a good loaded crust option at Romeo's as well. I think there's a good sauce, cheese distribution there to what they serve up. pretty damn consistent as well.
You're a sauce guy.
I love the sauce.
A good helping of sauce.
I don't like pizzas that are more like cheese bread, and they're not putting a healthy enough portion of sauce on their pie. So I always bleed a little bit that way. But this, to me, is going to be Mikey's late night slice because of the spicy ass pepperoni that me and Tyvus would always enjoy at the Hollywood Casino. We'd talk some Buckeyes.
Teddy, you've had both of these, haven't you?
I have, and I've enjoyed both of them. So this is a tough decision for me. So personally, I liked both of them.
What would you pick?
Oh, man, I'm not used to making decisions. You're going to make me actually pick some now.
Yeah. If I had to pick, if you had a gun to my head, I might say.
Well, I don't.
I might say Romeo's, but it's close. It's very close because Mikey's is very good.
If we go to what you guys voted for, Pizza Madness, not pizza, Mikey's has the edge in the fan voting. So.
What about you, Mikey? Mikey like a Mikey?
This Mikey's going with Mikey.
Mikey's going Mikey.
Yeah.
But, and that's how Timmy goes, too.
You want to go Mikey as well?
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
The listeners go Mikey.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da!
Move them on. Next. How many matchups do we have left?
We have three more. So we can do this one. We can finish it next.
3-seed Dante's up against the 14-seed Pizza Rover. Pizza Rover is a new addition this year. They are a mobile pizza truck. I had a chance to have them. They were very good. We'll talk about that matchup next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You're going to run into a five-minute delay on westbound 270 on the north outer belt, going from 161 to Cleveland Avenue. You're also going to hit a five-minute slowdown on westbound 670 from Grandview Avenue to I-70. This report is sponsored by AAA Tire and Auto Service. Get your car ready for your spring adventures. This month at your local AAA Tire and Auto Service location, buy three select tires and get one free. And on the plus side, AAA members save more. Offer ends March 31st. See store for details. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan. Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan have created a show where you can be a homer, a hater, or whatever you want to be. Sunday mornings at 8.
It's the Fan Call-In Show, presented by the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus.
Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
When we make... The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Well, look out for moderate to heavy rain overnight tonight into Thursday morning across central Ohio, along with a flood watch. Overnight lows in the middle 50s, highs on Thursday in the middle 60s with 100% chance of rain. That chance drops all the way down to 20% on Friday, a drier day with some sun breaks and highs in the middle 70s. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
If the authorities looked at their Instagram accounts, they'd be arrested immediately.
Daddy, what are you doing?
You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Name dropping with Jeff Rimmer coming up at 5:30. We'll talk about the Jackets' victory last night. We are in knee-deep Pizza Madnessville right now.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Something I said made sense. Pizzamadness.pizza is the website. It's brought to you by our friends at Billiards Plus. We have a couple more matchups. In the first round, the 3-seed Dante's up against the 14-seed Pizza Rover. Now,
Pizza Rover's the Pizza Rover. They're the
pizza
truck.
Pizza Rova. They are a food truck, but I had them not too long ago, and I think they're worth a mention here. They got a beehive oven that they're doing on a truck, and I think it's really good. It's wood-fired pizza. They do it really well. They take their craft seriously. They're making their own dough. And Dante's is a classic. I mean, I if you haven't had Dante's up to this point, I don't know what the hell you're doing. Because if you're a fan of Columbus-style pizza, look no further.
Yeah,
they
Dante's
do a wonderful job.
Pizza Rover, you can go to their website. It's thepizzarover.com. There are trucks. You got to go there to find out what the schedule is, where they're going to be popping up for lunch hours and this and that. Dante's on Indianola, just off of 71 north of Broadway. And like you said, if you haven't had them by now, what are you doing? They've been around over 50 years. Really crispy, really,
great.
Really thin stuff.
Great,
thin crust.
Great cook.
Just all around great. Yeah, great toppings, great ingredients. It's all good right there. And I'm looking at Pizza Rover's menu for some of their specialty pies. They've got a pineapple bacon, which is, they call that the Tropic Titan. Usually you hear the ham and pineapple for the Hawaiian style. I like the change up and going with pineapple bacon. I've often said bacon is a shunned pizza topping. You know, it's all about pepperoni.
It has to be done
so.
It has to be done well. It must be crispy.
It's got to have that crisp to it.
Flaccid bacon.
No. Or chewy
mess
bacon.
You up.
Chewy bacon doesn't really go. The meatier is the red sauce, pepperoni sausage bacon. I like that. With
Pizza Rover is doing really good stuff. And I encourage you, if you're by them, follow the food truck, check out their product. But for me, Dante's is, you know, sort of one of the staples in this tournament.
Yeah.
Like they do a great product. I'm going to move them on.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Dante's as well, just up the road. I was going to say, they're not too far away from another favorite of mine in Pizza House, which is fantastic stuff. But good for Dante's. Good job, Pizza Rover, being in here. We go to the last two matchups. Start with the 7 seed, Pauly G's, and the 10 seed, Ange's. And these are both really, really good spots. Pauly G's in the Short North. It's like an experience when you go in there. It is a nice little sit down style spot. They too, a little bit like Sexton's, they have the beehive oven,
correct,
in Pauly G's, so they've got that nice fired artisan style crust that gets nice and crispy on the
spotting edges.
Yes,
it's not burnt, it's flavor.
And they too have their Detroit style, which is fantastic. I would try them both if you go there. And then Ange's, to me, like I've been in our spot in Hilliard. They've got a couple. Ange's they have a few locations, and they got one on Hilliard, on Hilliard Rome Road and Nike Drive. And when this is like true don't judge a book by its cover type of stuff, it's a takeout only. You go in there and you're like, oh man, this might not be the pizza that I want. And then when they serve you the pizza,
it is the pizza.
Damn, this is some good stuff.
It's good.
Really, really good pizza. I went last time, I went with an extra cheese pep, which was outstanding. And then I went with a standard sausage pep. Both
these
really
two places
good.
Could not be more different.
Exactly.
You know,
you're
Ange's
right.
is
right.
sort of traditional tavern-style pizza, and Pauly G's is more artisan.
So how do we judge that?
Well, look, we're going to have competing styles all over this bracket. It's which one would you not just have in front of you, but want to eat more often than the other? Pauly G's, to me, is a really, really solid product. And actually, I knew they were serious about their pizza the first time I went there, and I got one of their Detroit-style pizzas, and they served it to me on a metal grate, a raised metal grate.
That's right.
Because they didn't
yeah.
want air to get to the bottom yeah. of that crust and turn it soggy.
Right.
And then I said to myself, all right, these guys know what the hell they're doing. Pauly G's is a really great product. Ange's, to me, is everything that I want. Like we talked about Dante's, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ange's is sort of on that same level for me. They're everything that I want out of
a local
neighborhood
chain. Yeah.
pizza place.
Mm-hmm.
I could go either way, man. Convince me. Go ahead.
Well, I like everything that you said, and I'm still struggling with...
All I said was a bunch of gobbledygook, because I can't really make a decision based on these two.
Yeah, thank you, Mike Fratello.
I know.
What you just said to me. It's gobbledygook.
What do the people say? Ann just runs away with it on the online voting, pizzamadness.pizza. But again, is that... That's probably because more people have just had Ange's Pizza.
Right. I don't want to make it, again, our whole thing with this is it wasn't just going to be about the fan vote. It's you and me and sometimes Teddy and obviously T-Bone and Tyvus and Dylan in the mornings. But I have a lot of respect for Paulie G's as well, but it's not...
They respect the craft of pizza making. We talked...
They do.
I say that word, it's sort of pretentious, but I do appreciate it.
But Ange's... is also really, really freaking good at the style of pizza that they make. I don't just want to make this about, oh, one pizza is priced in this stratosphere and one pizza is priced
here. We're not talking about that.
It's not completely about that.
All right.
I go Ange's.
Okay. I'm probably going Paulie G if I'm forced. Teddy, do you have an opinion on either of these?
I have not had either of them, so I am.
Thanks for helping us out, Teddy.
Sorry. Appreciate it, Ted.
Since we're tied, you know, let's go with the people and let's put Ange's through.
Da, 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 da.
I feel bad about it.
But. By the way, people on the chat are screaming because they say it's Ange's. So I don't know. That's why I'm not familiar with either place, but they're saying it's
called. I thought it was Ange's.
I thought it was Ange's
as
well. People in the chat are saying it's Ange's. I don't know.
All right. Well, you know,
okay.
We just put them through, so kiss my ass.
I don't even know how to say basil. What do you expect from me? I don't say anything right. You too. Like, oh, let me get a Chip Ahoy.
Why do you have to throw darts at me for no reason? It's like I'm with my wife.
What do you mean?
We're on your weird speech impediment right now, not mine. All right, one more matchup, then we're done.
I don't want to be the lone lunatic.
One more. Oh, you are, baby. One more matchup.
One more.
The two seed, Emilio's.
I'm sorry, that's Emilio's.
Emilio's up against the 15 seed, Kingy's.
Oh, there you go, Ted.
now Ted can wake up from his nap. Oh, Ted has some Kingy's.
Little Kingy's there in Canal Winchester. It's been there forever. It's fantastic.
You go down there.
Get that old... You know,
Chris
super
Collinsworth here for Kingy's.
Crackery crust, you know.
I like to play Westchester Golf Course and then go over to Kingy's and sit down, have a good time. Look, you know where I'm going to be here. It's a 15 versus a 2. I do want to say, Kingy's, Teddy, you guys are well taken care of over there on that side of town. Hill Road in Canal, right off of Route 33.
It's by the Meijer.
It's right near the Meijer. So really good traditional Central Ohio style. Their sausage pep is very, very good. What do you like to get there, Teddy? Not a particular pie you get?
I just prefer the pepperoni.
Just straight up pepperoni?
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Good edge to edge. Would you say it's a good?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Order the extra pepperoni if you want.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, it's fantastic.
All right. If you're going to ask me before this tournament started, give me a list of some places you think can realistically win it all. Emilio's is on there for me. You want to talk about the quintessential old school pizzeria. It's this place. And it's not just the style of it. It's the actual substance of it. They do one of the best pizzas in town. One of the best thin cracker crust Columbus style pizzas in town. So, Teddy, I'm sorry to do this to you, buddy, but for me, it's Emilio's all day, every day.
I get, and the people voted, and they said that that's what they would prefer as well. So, unfortunately, I'll just have to go to Kingy's then myself.
No, I encourage everyone to go to all of these places. This is a celebration of Columbus Pizza. Please do go to Kingy's and support your local business. That's awesome.
Emilio's is so cool when you go in to like their regular spot. They have a nice little sort of semi-outdoor seating area that's covered, but it kind of rolls out to their straight-up patio. But when you're in the main bar, it's just... It's a dark, dank place. It makes me feel good. I don't feel like I'm getting ready to be served one of the best pizzas in all of Central Ohio, maybe all
atmosphere.
Of Ohio. But the cook on it, the crispiness. I still remember the first time I ever had one. I was making noises the entire dinner. I was pissing everybody off.
Taking points away.
You lost control of your bowels. You were just pissing right at the table, too.
I kept taking a bite, and I'd say, oh, God. Oh, brother. Like, it's just too good. Every single bite, just so good. So it's Emilio's all the way. They are. They're that good. So that's it. That's it. That's the first round.
We ran through all our first round matchups, eggplant and pepperoni region. T-Bone and Tyvus will finish up their first round matchups tomorrow. And on Friday, we'll start doing our round of 32 in those same regions. Eggplant, pepperoni. Name dropping with Jeff Rimmer coming up in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got slowdown due to an accident that's on northbound Westerville Road near Oakland Park Avenue. And you're looking at about a 5-minute holdup if you're traveling northbound 71 on the north side from East Broad Street to 11th Avenue. This report is sponsored by Wendy's new Girl Scout Thin Mints Frosty Fusion. Wendy's new Girl Scout Thin Mints Frosty Fusion is here. With a mint chocolate sauce, it's made to be loved. Get yours soon, because just like Girl Scout cookie season, it won't be here forever. Order your faves at GirlScoutCookies.org. Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's and Girl Scouts of the USA. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Broadcasting live from Shady Acres Retirement Village. It's Name Dropping with Jeff Rimmer.
Sponsored by Byers Imports, Hamilton Road by the airport.
Every single Wednesday, we talk to our guy. Sometimes he's fresh off talking to his heart doctor, Neil Yakupov. But it's Name Dropping with Jeff Rimmer on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Hello, Rims.
How do you know that I was talking to Dr. Stephen Yakupov the other day?
Stephen, well, you told me. Were you so drugged up that you didn't even remember?
Well, when was this? When did I talk to you?
Last Wednesday, during
live
this
on the
segment.
Air, Rims. You were having an issue last week, remember? You said woke up, you felt weird, you went back to sleep, you tried to sleep it off, and you still felt weird. You went and talked to the heart doctor.
Are you
okay?
Still eating those magic mushrooms?
Well, that was last week, and I really wasn't feeling that well. But I'm much better. You guys obviously showed some concern with my voice or lack thereof. So we're back to 100% and ready to go.
Let's talk about the last two nights. So Jackets had themselves a 4-goal lead in the Garden and blew that, won it in overtime, which is something you don't want to see, but at least you got the 2 points out of it. And then you go into last night against a team that's not very good, and you're starting the first of four at home. It was a very sloppy game, first couple periods, and I thought the last 20 minutes of that game could have been the most important 20 minutes of the season up to this point, because the Jackets needed 2 points out of that game. They needed to find a way to get a sloppy victory, and they did it. So they got the 2 points. Give me your thoughts.
Well, number one, nice elocution of digesting the last two games. I will differ with you on one point. For me, it was Monday's game against the Rangers in New York. The Rangers are a pitiful organization right now. They are they didn't even deserve to be on the same ice as the Blue Jackets the other night. Fast forward to that third period, it looked like the wheels were going to come off. And for me, the most disappointment would have been had the Jackets lost in overtime or perhaps late in regulation, because if not, for a couple of scrambles in front of the net, why, the Rangers might have come back and won it in regulation. But thankfully, Marchenko scores his second of the goal of the game, and Columbus wins 5-4. Last night, 100%, you're right, on the money. First two periods, disappointing to say the least. But they did put it together in the third period when they had to. They bent, but they didn't break, and they come away with that important 2 points. But for me, as I said, the bigger victory and the more important win was not losing a four-goal lead to the New York Rangers, just an inept performance by them through the first 40 minutes.
Jeff, I'm always, you know, when I watch you guys on the broadcast, you'd always get so in-depth with all everything that was happening on the ice, right? And last night, I think this was in the second period, correct me if you remember the shift rims, and it was early in the third, but it was when Cole Sillinger had a stick broken when he went for a poke check, and this sucker played the entire rest of the shift before they could get a stoppage, and he kept charging at his man. He kept going straight at the dude, and then he wound up whipping up the boards, grabbed a stick from the bench, and had a great shot attempt. It would have been the greatest sequence and the greatest goal of his career, although he didn't get it, but it still, I think, fired the guys up. It's plays like that that I'm always looking at.
Underrated is Cole Sillinger, and by the way, he was presented with the donkey hat, following the game, because he was simply outstanding.
He worked his butt
off. Yeah, he did. And even later in the game, coming to the defense of his goaltender there, it was just a superb effort. And as I said, Cole maybe not scoring as much as we'd like to see, but he's definitely an important player each and every night for the Blue Jackets, for sure.
I saw some people online saying, Jeff, this guy plays better without his stick.
Let him not have it. I don't know about that, but he certainly was excellent last night, no question.
Name dropping with Jeff Rimmer, brought to you by Rimmer's Friends, Buyers Imports by the airport. You want to talk about your friends, Rims?
You know I never turned down the opportunity to talk about my friends at Buyers Imports by the airport, right there on Hamilton Road. It's close to anywhere in Central Ohio, and right now there is 0%, some great deals right now at Buyers Imports by the airport, 0% on Volkswagen Atlas for up to 60 months. It doesn't end there. The all-new 2026 Audi Q3 has arrived, and it is a beauty. Don't forget, 1.9% for Subaru Forester for up to 72 months at Buyers Imports, only at Buyers Imports, by the airport on Hamilton Road. Drop by, tell them Rimmer sent you, and take advantage of these great deals.
Let's talk about Kent Johnson. He was in the lineup last night, but he was in the healthy scratch department previous to that. What are you seeing from his game? What did you see last night? Do you think he can crack that lineup consistently?
Well, he certainly played with a little more intensity, I thought, last night. I will tell you this, going to Rimmer's rumors, it is that time with the trading deadline on Friday. There's a lot of interest in Kent Johnson. I hope they don't make the same mistake they did by dealing Chinakov, and I talked about that prior to the trade. I'm not second-guessing, I'm first-guessing. Chinakov, by the way, is having a phenomenal second half of the season with Pittsburgh, and as much responsible as anybody for their resurgence in second place in the Metropolitan Division. It was a mistake dealing him. I do not want to see them make that same mistake with Kent Johnson. He's having an off year, but I think he needs to again regain that off-season training regiment that he had prior to not this season, but last season. He put on a good 10-15 pounds. That neck of his was thick. He was more aggressive out on the ice, and he's got to get back to that. He's an important guy. He's a talented guy, fifth overall pick, and I still believe he's got some great years ahead of him.
Speak more to that, Jeff. It seemed last night, you know, he showed some hustle in his game that you alluded to, and you want to see that if you're not going to see the results in the box score, but he got some shot attempts off. He seemed to be getting to some places on the ice where he could score, but the move to have him be a healthy scratch and then try to put him back in the lineup, hopefully this is something that'll pay off for Bonus.
Well, listen, it's a message being sent, and Rick Bonus comes in with a clean slate. You look at the team's record, what are they, 11-2-1 since he took over the coaching reins? But he is he's a great communicator, and he's obviously communicated both with video and the two-game benching that his play is unacceptable, and they expect more. They know the talent the kid has, and they want to see that on a nightly basis.
Last year, he had a really thick neck, right?
That's right.
Yeah. Needs to get thicker.
Yeah, it needs to get thicker.
Save the neck for me, Clark.
Any way you want to look at what I just said. If you want to break down my point by point, by all means, go ahead.
Let's do some name dropping. What do you got, Rims?
oh, I've got a great name for you today, and it's an old friend that I have never really brought to this segment before, but you know him well. We've talked about him in a different capacity, and that is General Manager Jarmo Kekäläinen, who I had a great visit with the other day here in South Florida. The Buffalo Sabres, one of the big stories in the National Hockey League, was in town, and I went to the game to spend some time and visit with Jarmo. He's pulled off already a what I think is pretty good trade here today, dealing a first-round pick and a prospect for Colton Parayko. Big hulking defenseman. He's got 5 years, 4 years left on his contract.
How's his neck?
5 year deal.
Oh, it's humongous. It's like Clint Portis.
Yeah, it's pretty thick. He's got a big neck, and he's a huge guy. In fact, my wife, we were watching during the gold medal game. He played for Canada, of course, against Team USA, victorious with their gold medal victory. My wife says, who is that huge guy? And, of course, it was Colton Parayko, who's now a Buffalo Sabre. There was talk of picking up Thomas from, and they couldn't work things out, but again, rumors here with the trading deadline 3 o'clock Friday. Don't be surprised if the Blue Jackets pull something off here, certainly to help the team here down the stretch and in the playoffs where we hope they will be. But the deal could have been a lot bigger with Thomas being part of it. But the astute general manager and vice president, Jarmo Kekäläinen, did not want a part, at least now, up until today, with Owen Power, the former number one draft pick, who also is a big, huge guy with a big neck to make you happy.
Oh, I love the big neck. Hey, talking about the Blue Jackets potentially making a move here, I know it's easy because, you know, he's been here before and we have a certain affinity for him, but I think anytime you have an opportunity to add some toughness and some leadership, you should go ahead and do it. What do you think the odds are of a Nick Foligno coming back here?
I'm glad you asked me that, because the game that I did here a few weeks ago, just before the Olympic break, was against Chicago, and I spent some time with Nick Foligno. And I asked him, you know, what the prospects of him perhaps being moved. And he said, Rims, I really don't know at this point. Would you entertain a move if you had a chance to come back to Columbus? And of course, he had a big smile on his face, loves the city. He's going to live here. His house is now finished. As I said to you a few weeks ago, he actually spent, he and his family, their first night in their home in Upper Arlington prior to that game. Was it February 4th?
Had everybody over, and had the whole team and organization there that was traveling.
Exactly. So yeah, I'd welcome that move. He'd certainly add some leadership, and I don't know. I mean, it's up to Chicago here. I'm sure if they can get a piece that would please them here. And I would think, knowing the general manager there, Davidson, if he goes to Nick and say, hey, Nick, you want a chance to go and win a cup? Do you want to get a chance to go somewhere else? If he says yes, I'm sure that the Blackhawks will accommodate him. I'd love to see him come back. Absolutely.
Thank you, Rims. Have a good week. We'll talk to you next week, buddy.
I'll work on my neck to thicken it up for next week.
Oh, please. I want your neck extra thick and juicy. Name dropping with Jeff Rimmer on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Back page coming up. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a 10-minute delay due to a disabled vehicle that's blocking the left lane on southbound 71 on the north side at Weber Road. And there's a 5-minute holdup on westbound 670 between 315 and I-70. This report is sponsored by Fusion, where it's lobster season. Hey, Columbus, it's lobster season at Fusion. For a limited time, dive into their fresh, crave-worthy, fan-loving lobster sushi roll. Loaded, buttery, and bursting with flavor. But hurry, it won't be around long. Roll into Fusion today and treat yourself before it's gone. Check them out at Fusion.com. That's F-U-S-I-A-N. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Can't get enough of your favorite fan content? Good news. We're on all the digitals. Follow 971 The Fan on X, Facebook, YouTube, The Talk, and Gram. Your digital home for endless shenanigans. The Fan.
Hey, what's up? It's T-Bone.
Oh, hello. was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Anything about the fans contest, how to win, or what's up for grabs, check out 971thefan.com. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Buckeye Show coming up at the top of the hour. The fine host of the Buckeye Show is the Beamer, Brandon Beam. How are you, Beamer?
Common man, Timmy. Happy Wednesday to you.
Beamer, happy Wednesday. We have made it to almost the end of the first round of our 64 bracket pizza madness.
And any big upsets?
And not huge upsets right now. We did have Stads take down Yellow Brick.
That's
in a 13 versus a 4.
That's a 13 beating a 4. That's a significant upset.
Pretty good. Pretty good right there.
Did you say it was Stads?
Stads.
Never heard of it.
Blacklick
and where's the other one? Gahanna?
Yeah.
Gahanna and Blacklick? Yeah.
Get out east to side. The east side that
yeah.
often.
You gotta make
do a little
thing.
Pizza tour. Yep.
Yeah.
We should rent a bus.
Sure.
You and me can go around.
Just you and me on the bus?
Well, we'll pick up people along the way, and we'll take them to various pizza places.
Chatty
is
in?
This like a pizza storming thing? Are you going to do some shows like the old Buckeye Roundtable back in the day?
Kramer Reality Tour. The J. Peterman Reality Tour. We give them a bite-sized Three Musketeers, and then take them around to our favorite pizza places.
Doesn't one of your pizza spots do the Tootsie Rolls with the pizza? Am I making that up?
George's,
I thought, did that.
Used to do Tootsie Rolls with the pizza, but lately they've been doing Dum Dums with the pizza. Dum Dum Suckers.
That's better, I think, than the Tootsie Rolls.
You know what? I'm not going to hear you crap on
I'll
the Tootsie.
I'll try that. Yeah.
Beamer, are you a Tootsie hater, too?
No, I don't. I'm indifferent to the Tootsie, I guess.
Oh, you're neutral to the
Tootsie? Yeah, neutral Tootsie guy.
But if I give you a Tootsie.
I'll have it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's fine.
I mean, I'll probably.
Do you hate it? What's the story? You don't like
I do,
it?
I do hate it, but I'll probably also eat it if you gave me
well,
one.
Well, then you don't hate it. Do you like it? Do you like them? Never mind.
Do you like them what?
Warm? I was going to say, when like they're them? Hard or when they're soft?
No, I like them soft, okay. Baby. Oh, I like to put them in my pocket and walk around a little bit.
What, do you want to put a rock hard Tootsie in your mouth? What
sometimes
are you talking about?
You can tell when they've been on the shelf for a couple of years.
Yes, you can.
No, I know, but that's you got to soften it up. Put them in your ass like contraband.
Manhandler.
That's right.
I tell you, that manhandler sounds pretty damn good.
It got me.
Seemed like you enjoyed talking about it, too.
It got me good.
Was that Scramblers?
It was. So I knew it was coming, you know, because I printed it off and I knew what the read was. And I'm thinking about it the whole time while I'm reading the script on the update. And in my mind, I'm like, what quick comment am I going to say the whole time while I'm reading my script? And it was between, that sounds good, or, yummy. And then I started, I broke down and started laughing.
I thought you said something like, what's better than that?
Yeah, I know.
I thought that's what nothing. You rolled with, but you had a little bit of, that was an extra line in there.
That's
you
all
gotta,
I was
thinking
You had
to break
about.
It up some way.
That's all
such
I was
a long read.
The whole time was like, what am I going to say to interject this read?
Oh, and my God.
Right, Buckeye Show me. Coming up at the top of the hour. What do we got, Beamer?
30 quick minutes tonight. Justin Zwick is in with us. Lou Holtz passing away. We'll talk about him. And then coming up at 6:30, Ohio State warm-up show. Big one tonight on the road at Penn State.
What do you think?
Let's do it. Come on.
What do you think?
Let's do it. Stop gritting your teeth.
It's not been a kind place to us over the years.
What do you think?
Tony Carr's not showing up.
Forearm shiver
that
to you?
Guy?
Oh, I remember.
Tony Carr? I was like, what year is it?
So Beam and I, we had a sweet night. This was one of the first times I actually saw a Buckeye men's basketball game from Sweetland. And he and I are in there with a group of other people from the Fan. And this is Holtman's first year. So we're still, you know, feeling this guy out.
KB, it's Diop, had the flu and scored like 35 points.
Yeah, KB.
Wait a minute. You can play while sick?
Whoa.
I didn't know.
All right, go ahead.
By the way,
is
Zach going to be back in the lineup tomorrow? I hope to God that he is for the Jackets. But
he's not sick. He's got syphilis from his Miami celebration.
He was on Rothman and Ice today.
He was indeed
going to be back tomorrow. So this is Kata Bates-Diop's Big Ten Player of the Year season, where he was awesome, and we wind up finishing one game out of the championship race for winning a regular season Big Ten crown in Holtman's first season. How the whole picture might have changed if not for Tony Carr and these bums at Penn State.
Buckeye Slayer.
They play Ohio State so tough at the Schottenstein Center, but it feels like we're going to get out of there and escape with a win. But
nah.
Penn State gets the ball. Tony Carr dribbles up the left side, lets it go from half court. Bang! They win. Beam extends his elbows, gives me an Elaine Bennis, get out, knocks me over against some bar stool in the suite, and I'm like, flying out of the frame.
I think I just said, no, and I just shoved him.
As you should.
And to be completely honest, like, we still felt pretty good about the team. It was like a 40-point game. We're like, tip your cap, you know, yeah. He played incredible. Kata Bates-Diop had hit a three right before that. Like, it was a great shot. You thought it was a winner. We actually weren't that depressed about losing the game because you're still in a race to win the Big Ten title in a coach's first year.
And then
look how that turned out.
And then
out.
You realized you never were going back.
Yeah, you needed it.
All right, Buckeyes Show, top of the hour right here on The Fan. Back page.
The Back Page.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
I still think I have a permanent bruise on my chest from when you let me have it that night. So I brought in some snacks.
Oh, hey.
You're thinking about the other thing. No. Stop it, Beam.
I didn't say a word.
I brought in some snacks today, hit up the Sam's Club, and it was
You went to Sam's?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. It was between the oatmeal cream pies or the Nutty Buddies. What would you have chosen,
Bing? Nutty Buddy.
I went with the Nutty Buddy. I mean, it's a tough call.
I had one.
And how good are those?
Taste some. There's a lot of people out there that want to talk. Back in my day, this tastes better. Shrinkflation. Bah! I had one of those Nutty Bars or Nutty Buddies, whatever the hell you want to call it, for the first time in probably 20 years today. And you know what? It was even better than I remembered. I wanted to whip it out. It was delicious.
Well, you actually did. And then I was like, oh my God. Wait a minute. I can't even see it. Is there anything there? No, we're good.
Thanks.
You're welcome. I don't even think, speaking of shrinkflation, right?
Hey! It would have had to be big at some point to shrink down.
It was there. It was starting off tiny, and now it's inverted.
Oh, are we done?
I don't even think they've shrunk at all, though, the Nutty Buddies. Well, they're still gigantic to me.
They're delicious.
Great.
It's a wonderful product.
Look, it's chocolate. It's peanut butter. They keep it crispy. It's about as close as you can get to a candy bar.
Did you have one, Teddy?
Without being categorized.
Did you have a Nutty Buddy bar?
Absolutely. They're fantastic.
Right.
I love them.
Bigger than you remember, Ted?
No.
Okay.
I was not.
Massive.
It's creamy. Bigger than you remember?
Brown, creamy. Wonderful. All right. Buckeye basketball coverage coming up at 6:30. But first, Buckeye Show is next. We'll see you tomorrow. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got some stop-and-go traffic that's causing a five-minute holdup on northbound 71 on the north side from 670 to 11th Avenue. And there's slower traffic on southbound 270 on the east outer belt between Easton Way and 670. This report is sponsored by Mattress Firm. Having trouble sleeping? Visit Mattress Firm during the Upgrade Your Sleep sale. Their sleep experts will help find your perfect bed for a premium selection of top brands. They make sleep easy. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.